Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Dan. What you doing?
Well, not only do I like to break a physical sweat at Bear Canyon CrossFit, but I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Oh, wow,
and I'm preparing our podcast, because Bear Canyon CrossFit just sponsored it.
Yeah!
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We're stoked to partner up with them, and we want to tell you guys, maybe you're the seasoned workout veteran, and you've been going to Planet Fitness for 1,000 years,
Captain America.
Just not getting the results you want. I think CrossFit could be for you, and Bear Canyon CrossFit is the best CrossFit gym in the ABQ.
In the universe.
Wow, amazing.
In the universe.
Yeah, and not only that, you get your first class free so you can try it out with no hassle, with nobody trying to get you to sign up for some commitment. Come check it out absolutely free. All you got to do is register at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
They've got tons of pricing options and different classes. They got a HIIT class. They've even got CrossFit kids. So again, go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com for all the info. And thanks for listening to our podcast.
Here we go!
Good morning, I'm glad you're here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
What day is this?
It feels like
it's Friday.
Today is Friday.
It is Friday.
All right, I'm going to provide a beat and we're going to go out on it. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to sing?
You guys are so stupid.
I wasn't
Forget
sure if we were supposed
Forget
to sing
it.
Or something.
You want
I was
me
like,
to sing?
No, I was like waiting for you to like. Come
what happens
in
when somebody? Time. What happens when somebody provides you with a beat? What do you do?
Sing.
Thank what? You.
Rhyme. So Steve-O's the one.
Play the thing.
Rap.
Steve-O's the one.
I
does
give
it.
Up.
Failed us all.
I give up.
Guys, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Morning Invasion.
Oh wow!
I'm Dex Toth.
I'm
from
Steve
Montana,
okay.
And I'm Tio.
Can we start
supposed
over?
To, start well, no, I thought we were
when
all
when I point
like
to you, that's when you go.
Oh,
all right?
Okay.
I go left or right. That's who talks next. All
oh,
right?
Okay.
Here we go. Take two. Starmie, thanks for listening. My name's Dex Toth. I'm from Montana. I was born and raised there by bald eagles. My two friends, Tio and Steve-O.
Tio.
They're my best friends in the world.
Hi guys, my name is Tio. I am hundreds of years old and was born in the center of the earth. Don't tell anyone though, because then I'll have to talk about a ton of stuff that I legally can't because of the court system in the hollow earth.
Steve-O. Are you there?
You didn't point. You said you were
Steve-O.
Gonna point. Hey everyone, I'm Steve-O, and they took all the time. Three, two,
oh,
well, cool
oh,
man.
Gosh.
Once again, I just
oh, no.
All right.
I'm not a nerd.
Showtime.
Today is Friday. And I'm very happy for that. I'm very tired.
My life.
It's been the longest, well, not the longest week. It's actually gone by pretty fast, but man, we were busy this week.
We were busy.
Ugh.
And we will continue to be busy.
I don't want to. Welcome to the show, everybody. It is Friday, September 16th. It is 6:10. Good morning.
High today of 82 degrees.
What did I do? Did I miss something?
It just wasn't on program. Oh. I was talking that whole time. I'm like, maybe my headphones are jacked up.
Did we? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Are we live? Hello. Hello.
Is this live? Is
Hello.
This on?
Hello. Are we
yeah.
live?
Yeah, no, we're good.
Are we live, Steve-O?
I think we're good, guys.
Good. Are you guys tired?
Nope.
Oh, man.
I'm telling. Okay, we talked about this weeks ago. The best way to kick your day off is a cold shower.
I know.
Yeah,
It's awesome.
I'm down with cold showers.
Did you know that, like, if you're getting sick and you take a cold shower, that it increases your white blood cell count and helps you fight infection?
Wow, cold showers are the jam.
It's awesome.
I need to do that.
Tao's routine is remarkable.
I don't know if it's remarkable. As much as if it's like just a bunch of mistakes I made that somehow had positive effects. I'm like, I'm going to keep doing that.
That could be it too.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's many things that have been positive in my life that I've tried to do, and then I just give up.
Well,
I just quit for some
You got to get back on the bike, man. If that bike bucks you off, you get back on and you grab it by its mane and say, I'm removing the brakes.
I'm removing the brakes. Okay, I'm gonna write
Don't
that
take
down.
That.
I'm
that was a little mixed up.
I'm going to get a tattoo. I'm removing the brakes.
I am removing the brakes. Hey, we posted a video because one of my closest friends, his name is Chip Dog. He asked me to post a video on our Facebook, and I did. But it is kind of cool. It's Switchfoot's video for their song Float. And it's actually an inspiring thing because they went to film this in this village. And I think, if I remember correctly, John Foreman said it either inspired the title of the album or the song Where the Light Shines Through, which we added.
Gosh, so
because
good.
They were in like one of this poor village. But these kids just had such joy. And the people there, like over the simplest things, they had joy.
Mm.
And so I posted the question on our Facebook. It's like, let's get some examples of hope and light in your own life in your darkest times.
That's good.
Let's hear some testify. Right. You need a little church today. We're going to give it to you on our Facebook.
But it's Friday.
I know. Right. It's the best day to do it. Let's kick the weekend
let's
off.
Do this.
Heck yeah. Get over there and encourage each other. Yeah, the video's on there. It's a great video.
Just need to warm up a little bit.
Switchfoot is such a good band. They're going to be here soon.
Yeah.
We're going to have like some way to get there. We're getting all that together. It's going to be great.
It'll be a great time. 585 Live, you can text the show, 585-5483. Or you can call us at 338-3700. Coming up on the show this morning, we got a jam-packed show today. Let me tell you all about it, guys. This is going to be a good one today. You don't want to miss it. His name?
Tio.
Is Tio, yes. We have a UFC fighter on the show.
Yes,
this morning.
Dude. What,
in studio. In studio.
Kicking it with us.
John Dodson is not just technically skilled.
No.
He's not just a good fighter with a lot of experience. He's got a ridiculously athletic body. He can do things
great,
and move in ways that other people could just dream of doing.
That's
really
not
good.
Me.
You sound
that
good.
Was Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
One of the announcers for the UFC. UFC fighter John Dodson will be in on the show today.
Fun.
Real excited. John, he used to be, well, him and Ricky kind of used to rotate. When one of us was out, they would always fill in on our show.
Nice.
And he's good. He's a good guy. And he's got a fight coming up on October 1st. He's going to be fighting in Portland, Oregon. John Lineker is who he's fighting. And we'll talk to him about that fight. And he's also going to be out this Sunday with Buck and I. Buck and Dex reuniting this Sunday.
One night only.
One night only.
You guys bring in the robes?
You know what? That's a good idea.
Don't wear
I'm
going to
robe up.
I love that yesterday we went into a store and we were downtown in the Knob Hill area. And there was this giant poster. And it's like, Buck and Dex reunion, blah,
yeah,
blah,
and
blah.
Steve-O goes, oh, everybody, this is Dex.
It's him right there, y'all. Look
at die. That was awful.
Look at his fight.
Oh, whatever. There's a giant Buck and Dex poster.
Look into the heart of his
and
eyes.
And then I said, I'm his real co-host because he's still in radio. He actually has a real radio show. I'm Steve-O. This is Tao. We actually do a real radio show with him. Yeah. So
well,
it's cool.
You know, it was your bad because once you did that, then I had to sign autographs for like an hour.
Well,
I mean,
we got a little delayed for SFA, but that's okay because you got to sign some autographs.
Tons. People are so excited about your one night only event.
Healing Addicts heals communities.
Are you guys calling it's the one night stand with Buck and Dex? Is that what it is?
Oh, gosh. oh, no.
That's good. That's good. No, it's.
I don't think you guys should do that.
This is actually important.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
I'll quit messing
it
up.
We're so making fun. Go ahead, buddy.
Healing Addicts Heals Communities is the event that Buck and I are hosting. And there'll be some UFC fighters down there signing autographs. There's going to be music, a silent auction, a bunch of speakers, and it all to benefit Precious Gifts Foundation.
What's weird is in New Mexico, I've never lived in a house with an addict. So, like, I don't have that space. So, I don't have a home that needs...
Wait, no.
Like,
no.
You know what I mean? Because you've seen the movies, and
addict.
It's like, there's,
no.
like, you got the ladder, and it goes up to, like, this extra thing in the
it's
top
not the
of the
house.
Get up there, and there's Christmas videos.
Yeah, man. Oh, and I'm like, oh, man.
Or there's a giant spider up there.
I don't have... So, what happens if you don't have an attic in your house?
Arachnophobia.
Well, can you still go?
Yeah, so... Not that addict. It's drug
addict.
Drug addict.
Oh, addict.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
People
that are addicted to things. That's not an
this
addict.
This is cool,
in your house.
Dex. I'm glad you guys.
Some
are
people.
Doing this.
Never mind. I'm
this is really cool.
Thanks. Thank you. It's at the El Rey Theater this Sunday from 3 to 6.
All right.
Come on out. Maybe you know somebody who has dealt with addiction or is dealing with addiction. This would be a great event to bring them to.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk to John Dotson, and I think Chris Dracup maybe is coming in. I don't know who else is coming in.
Chris Dracup.
Buck doesn't give me very many details.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's because he's too busy making billions.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why.
And that's what I'm really nervous about is I don't even know what we're going to be doing. I know we're emceeing the event and probably announcing the things that are happening, but it sounds like they want us to do things.
Yeah.
And Buck, when I talked to him on the phone a few weeks back, he goes, you know, we'll just do our thing. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? What do you mean do our
thing?
Okay,
let me ask you this.
You remind him that you guys aren't a thing, so you don't really have things?
No, let me ask you this. This is for real. When you guys would go do your thing, who ended up doing the most of the thing?
You're looking at him.
That's what I figured.
Yeah, but I don't know what that means.
I know.
I'm the guy who does the thing, but I don't
welcome
know what he means
back,
by doing the thing.
Welcome back into your old situation.
Wait, what time is this event at? I don't want to miss it.
3 to 7.
I just realized I don't want to be anywhere else but there now.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, it might be really fun to watch. I'm just going to say
what
that.
If halfway through we just take over, Teo? Just you and I.
I'm not going.
No, we're going like halfway through.
Well, I asked him, I'm like, how many people go to this thing? And he said, last year they had over 1,000 people.
Oh, God.
And I was going,
that's wonderful.
Wait a second. And so what if we get there and we're just standing up on stage? What are we supposed to do? I don't know.
I love all of this.
This could be really, really amazing, and it could be just a total
This is
wreck.
What God is doing. God is preparing you because Monday morning we are going to be doing a live broadcast in the community, raising money for Make-A-Wish New Mexico out at Rebel Donut on Wyoming. And so what it's going to be is God's just showing you where you came from, like what he brought you out of.
That's true.
Like, so Buck in this situation represents Egypt, right? Slavery.
Hey.
You were chained to the Pharaoh.
Yes.
And now Monday you're going to come and it's just going to give you a whole new outlook and you're going to love your job again.
Okay.
I'm in love with my job.
I left the life of luxury and now I'm just a peasant boy.
But we get free donuts.
Hey.
We get free donuts. Did Egypt provide free donuts?
I'm not allowed to eat donuts.
They provided many frogs.
That's true. What about free coffee? I know how much you love coffee.
They had a
You're
river
like,
of
man,
blood.
I love coffee.
I do love coffee. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things. No, I don't love coffee. No, I don't.
Yeah, this Make-A-Wish thing really isn't for you.
Guys, if you want to bless Dex, just bring him free coffee.
Oh man.
Just bless up.
Monday morning, 7 a.m., 2435 Wyoming Boulevard outside of the Rebel Donut. We're going to be doing a broadcast. We're partnering with Make-A-Wish New Mexico. We're partnering with Dave and Buster's. We're partnering with Rebel Donut. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, man.
Well, today is September 16th.
It's
206 years ago.
Maracas Day. The maraca was invented.
In 1810, Mexicans began their revolt against Spanish rule. La casa del merengue y la
casa de la bachata. Machata. Did he just say horchata?
Horchata.
I love horchata.
I've never had horchata.
What?
Yeah, I've never had
it. It's a beautiful rice
beautiful,
sweet drink.
Beautiful.
It's a rice drink?
Yep. Sweet rice.
Oh, but that's like when you drop something into your Coke and you're like, I'm not drinking that anymore.
Not me, man. I'm like, where is it?
Well, they take the rice out of it. So it's just a drink. But they soak it in rice. It's like a cinnamon and sugar rice.
Is it like the Mexican apple Coke stuff?
Yeah.
I've had that.
That's good. It's like that.
Oh.
But better.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Horchata.
Shout out to Moon Girl, by the way.
No, I think Moon Girl could possibly be a witch, and I am investigating right now.
Good. You stay on that.
Dude, also exciting. Somebody just chimed in on the live line, and they're going to put together a golf tournament for us because God just put it on their heart to do it.
No.
They said, morning, guys. Do you think you could pull together a golf tournament? No, we can't. But it sounds like the tugging is on your heart. Mm. We used to do a golf tournament. It was terrible.
Yeah, we used to. Well, I just because I didn't like golf. But when we did it, it was really successful.
Yeah, see, ours wasn't, quote, really successful. Ours was just, that was the one time a year I had to play golf.
Yeah.
And
I'm in the same boat.
It was a lot of work putting together for not a lot of reward. So.
Have you guys ever thought, man, I sure would like to have one of those cars, and then you look it up and it's over $110,000.
Right. I just threw up a little.
We're looking at 45 days until...
What? Stranger Things Season 2.
Gosh, nope. I wish.
Halloween.
Halloween.
That's scary when you do that.
Halloween. 45 days, guys.
I don't want to talk about it.
In 1979... 37 years ago, I was born.
Man, that was a good day.
Not on this day, though. Yeah. But on this day, rap music exploded onto the scene.
Wait. How many years ago?
37 years ago.
Wait.
There's a hybrid model. What are we waiting
Rapper's
on?
Delight.
Oh.
No.
Wait, 37 years ago.
I put together a montage.
Wait.
I would love to hear his montage.
1979.
Dex, I want to hear your montage.
Okay, go.
Montage.
It's a morning invasion. Okay, that's not... Coming straight to your... Asia?
What? Stop it. He made it racist. Okay.
Hell no! You only like
we
Oreos? No, that's not it. It means your life ain't boring, yo.
Why?
Oh,
that spells YOLO.
You only live once.
Wait, Tail, I'm confused, though.
Let me break it down.
Okay, we're not listening to this.
It's not the whole doing thing. Crazy things. Okay. It's living life better.
I hate
I'm
it.
A Pokemon. And I live on
this
the street.
Wow, we rap
you
quite
wanna
a bit.
Come
this
get me,
was
but
a
we
hit
never
in the 90s.
Because I'm sneaky and furry and really, really cool. You might think I'm at your church, but I'm really in your school. I'll never quit. No, I'm going to follow you at night.
Got guns and missiles and we're sticking
this
you
is
up.
Not hip-hop.
Because we need all your money because we're working in ministry.
Gosh, that's good stuff.
I was right. It was Rapper's Delight. Sugar
yeah,
Hill Gang.
Of course you were right. Yeah. Of course you were right.
What do you mean? I wanted to... Oh, gosh. You were such a jerk sometimes. I was like, no, that has to be it. What hip-hop came out in 1979?
Hip-hop.
I actually know my hip-hop.
Hip-hop
which,
alarmist.
By the way, shout out to the Brooklyn squad. Brooklyn! Bed-Stuy, do or die! Pew, pew, pew. I just shot guns in the air because I don't care. I'm a fool for
What's
hip-hop.
What's with all the guns,
You're gonna
fella?
Need to put your headphones down.
Calm down.
Sorry. Just walk shout out to the Thick Pins. They're listening.
Walk out of the studio
and,
right now.
Bed-Stuy.
Tell him to walk.
Do or die.
Kick him out.
I don't think you're allowed to be
gonna
on
the make
station.
You cry. Guns.
He's still talking
very
about
embarrassing.
Guns.
Very sorry.
I am embarrassed.
Very sorry. It's also the 176th anniversary of the term.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. The term okay.
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 Okay. Okie dokie yo. That's something different.
Okay. Oh, this is the anniversary when okay was first used.
No How way. Do we know this? How do we know this?
Dude.
Did you just make that up
no,
like
I
a
didn't.
Dumb?
Okay.
No, John Titor. He went back in time and he revealed it to us.
That's right.
Quit being a...
What is it short for?
It's short for Oakley Doakley.
Okay.
Oakley Doakley doesn't make sense because Doakley starts with D, so we'd all be running around saying, O-D.
O-D.
No, Oakley.
What about Doakley. The Doakley? They just
you
forgot.
You laid that out. It's too long.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to fight people.
Why?
Okay.
Just
got you too, man.
And
street life is hard.
Let's jump into birthdays. How old is Mark Anthony today?
Wait.
Mark Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Anthony is dead.
He was married to Jennifer Lopez.
R.I.P.
He's not dead.
No. Oh.
Neither is she.
No. Who?
She's not.
49. Nurse.
Mark Anthony
49ers. That's what I was
60.
Talking about.
48.
Dang it!
That's close.
How old is Richard Marx?
Oh, gosh. Timeless.
How you loved me.
But in human terms, he's 50.
Time was all we had until the day we said goodbye.
Is this the only Richard Marx you're going
to
play?
That's the only one we need to play.
Are you kidding me? This is not...
Remember.
Come on, man.
How old?
There's a lot of Richard Marx that we could play.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Do it.
Nope.
Gosh.
Don't have time.
I said 50.
Richard Marx is 55.
53.
No, you could do a different one.
Hey, can I just play? Can I just play one?
Everywhere I go.
Let me just. What?
Everything I do.
Nope, not playing that one.
Right here waiting for you.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on to the nights.
Classic. Play classic marks. Look at that hair.
You're listening
feathered
to
feathered out and flowing. No, you're listening to Storm 98, today's hottest adult contemporary.
Okay, shout out to a teacher at La Cueva when I was in high school.
Let me get to the chorus.
Gosh.
You can do this over the chorus. Listen. Wait.
But you have to put right here waiting on, man.
No, I don't. We're getting to the pre. You can tell by the build. Won't you
let oh, my gosh. Right. I just want to tell him a story.
Get ready. Oh. Hold on to the night. I will, Richard. Now, tell your story.
Oh, that's the... I thought it was pre-chorus still. Is this David Myers? Right here waiting. I'm going to need some right here waiting. I am right here waiting.
Way late. We gotta go
I am
break.
Right here waiting to tell my story.
Go ahead, Steve-o.
The year was 1995. Still not the song I wanted.
Go ahead.
Yes, it is. I was a rascally teenager and I hated going to class. There's one teacher that...
You idiot! Remember how you loved me.
I hate you!
The time was all we had until the
sorry.
Day you said goodbye.
About that.
That was a great story, Steve-O.
I wasn't finished.
We should go to break, though.
Can I just have my music back, please?
You have 30 seconds.
Okay. Okay, I'll be fast. I hated going to school. She just cared about a young man doing the right thing and giving discipline. So she gave discipline a little differently than most teachers in high school.
And I remember how you loved me.
I hate you all. I hope you die.
Time was all we had until the day was set.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump is out with a new series of attacks on the Obama administration's approach to growing jobs and trade since the Great Recession. In a speech to the Economic Club of New York, the Republican presidential nominee argued that the administration faltered in its oversight of different sectors and failed to implement policies that would keep U.S. companies from outsourcing more jobs.
We're going to keep America out of Trans-Pacific Partnership unless we can do something that's phenomenal, and I'm not seeing it right now, I can tell you that.
Hillary Clinton returned to her campaign schedule after taking a few days off.
I recently had a cough that turned out to be pneumonia.
President Obama says it'll take shared sacrifice to save the oceans.
We don't see the effects of climate change every single day with our own eyes. We just see this great big ocean. We assume that it's too big to be wrecked.
Speaking at an ocean summit after earlier designating a new marine monument.
A software glitch is prompting Hyundai to recall more than 40,000 small SUVs in the United States.
Authorities in Columbus, Ohio are asking people to stay calm after officers shot and killed a 13-year-old boy who they say was armed with a BB gun.
The latest snapshot of factory production in the U.S. reveals a decline. The Federal Reserve says production dropped 0.4%.
Welcome. It's Friday. 6:39.
I don't wanna. Guys, don't respect my story.
Hey, get to it. I gotta do a traffic update.
High today of 83.
Traffic. There's an accident on the transition ramp, I-40 East at the Big Eye, and it's already starting to stack up to the west of this accident. This could turn into the big morning story. Traffic-wise.
What's your story, Morning Glory?
Yep, accident transition ramp, I-40 East at the Big Eye. It's already mixing it up. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
So before the break, Steve-O was trying to share a story, and I apologize. I'm really sorry.
Hey, don't apologize to him.
I'm sorry we cut you off. We were just having a good time, and I got carried away, and I apologize. But I really want to hear the story. So where do we leave off?
No, because I'm going to start telling the story.
I'm not going to do it.
Richard Marks right here waiting, and then you guys are going to like bust into another one.
I won't do that.
You're like, oh. Promise?
Promise. Share the story. Tail, where's the video?
Do you have Right Here Waiting?
I got it pulled up.
Kind of just...
Richard Marx, Right Here Waiting, here on today's hottest adult contemporary, Storm 98.
Beautiful. I was in high school. You guys ever go to high school?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. 4 years.
I wasn't the best student. I cared more about hanging out with my girl than going to class and being on time, and wasn't really determined to do a whole lot with my life. There was a teacher who refused to give up on cretins like me. She saw potential that I never saw in myself. And so she had funny ways of disciplining students because she didn't want to discourage them so much that they just gave up. But she wanted them to remember the importance of timeliness. I'll never forget this song or Richard Marx because there was one time I was late and she implemented a new rule at La Cueva, right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Anybody who was late to her class had to sing karaoke in front of the whole class.
No way. Are you serious?
I am not even being funny. So every time.
Seriously?
Yeah. Every time I hear Richard Marx.
Can't believe you just cut him off.
In name or in whatever. Right Here Waiting. I had to sing Right Here Waiting in front of my entire class.
So as a punishment, the teacher would make...
If you were late.
Make you
sing. And it was
karaoke.
Like, you don't really get to pick your song.
Oh,
here
so
you go,
you
karaoke.
Didn't... What?
Here's the words. And here we go. And there you go. Which is kind of ironical because it wasted like 3 more minutes of class.
And you sang... Can we prod this up? You sang this song. Just for everybody listening.
Yeah. Praise God that it was before the time of like YouTube and Facebook and everything. So, man.
Let me just look here. For
quite embarrassing.
Well, we actually got
a young
email.
Lad. What?
Let me just look here just for a second here.
We've been saving this because we got an email. And not even today. Like, this came in a few weeks ago. And it was from... Her name was Belinda Anderson.
We've been holding on to this,
and
just waiting.
She was a teacher from La Cueva.
No.
And she said, I used to teach Steve.
No, stop it right now.
And he hated school.
She actually saved all the audio from all of her students.
She did. She filmed it. And recently got it converted to put on YouTube.
We have it.
We've got it.
No, you do not.
We
yes, we
it.
Do.
We're going to share it on the
no!
show.
No. Dude, we have
right
been
now.
Sitting
no!
on go waiting.
Stop
because
it right
we,
now.
Because we
I don't
said,
believe you.
Should we trap? And then it was yeah. like, and then I said, oh. no. This story will come out eventually.
Yeah. We got it. Just so we'll just put it in our pocket and we'll just wait patiently. So
I'm
right
so
now.
Excited.
Just stop it.
No, you. I can't even breathe right now.
Well.
Introducing.
No, stop it.
From
stop
La Cueva
it. Don't
High
do this
School.
To me. Don't do this
the
to me.
The year was 1996. Steve O'Jeter.
Oh my gosh. You guys have
look, at all,
audio.
Look at all the other kids.
Oh my gosh!
Turn his mic off. He's going to ruin it.
You're going to ruin it. You be quiet over there. Steve O looks like. Just so sad.
You just, kind of. What is that? You doing like a David Crowder kind of?
It was 96, man.
Turn his mic off. She put her head down on her desk. I see you next
to me. Oh, you're nailing it.
How can we say forever? Whatever you do.
Guys, it was high school.
Shut up.
So which girl were you singing this to? Because I know there was a girl in that room. It's that girl with her head down, isn't it? She's embarrassed.
Stop it right now. Can I play the entire song?
Whole song.
No, we're not doing this.
I took all the girls.
We've got 3 minutes left
in
this song.
How embarrassing.
You know, fast forward to the final chorus
okay.
because that's when he goes nuts.
All right, let's
guys,
do this.
Guys, give me my mic back. that? Come on.
If you're just tuning in, Steve-O, back in, what, 96? 96, 97? La Cueva High School. If you were late for one of the classes, the teacher would make you sing karaoke.
Yeah.
And she'd pick the song.
Real life.
And so Steve-O had to sing Richard Marx Right Here Waiting, and she actually sent us the video.
We've been sitting on this for so long.
That was a bad place to stop. No,
it's coming in. It's coming in.
Mic cut, please.
You got a little more confidence. I like it.
I will be right here waiting for you.
So is this what inspired you to start being a worship leader?
My phone is blowing up with people who are cracking up at
me. Well, you shouldn't have introduced the story.
Were you ever late again?
I was never late
again. Exactly. It worked.
I was never.
It worked.
Ever. Here's the thing. That teacher today probably would be in trouble,
Ms.
right?
Anderson.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think she'd be in trouble today if a teacher still did something like that? Mm-hmm. Because it'd be like embarrassing of the student. I seriously did that. I mean, I didn't do that. That's some weirdo on YouTube because it was the 90s.
That was you. Yeah, here
that
we go.
Was not me.
I knew he was going to do this.
I love that it was like, yeah, guys, she sent us the video footage. It was 96. There were no video cameras.
She had one of those big video cameras on a tripod.
No, she did not.
That's like the era of the smart cart. Every school had a smart cart and it had a camcorder on it.
Okay. Let me just say, now everybody's asking for you to post the video
for
proof. We're
not posting the video.
Should we post the video?
That's weird. No, you know what, guys? You know what? You've got it. I'm giving you full permission. Please, go ahead.
Okay.
Post a video of me.
If somebody sends me $10,000, I will post it.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Somebody says I sound like a six-year-old. Somebody else says I sound like Kermit the Frog.
That was Ricky that said that.
Oh, yeah.
Rickles.
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 How can we say
Steve-O, you sound so sweet. Somebody wants to know if this is real.
Tell me who that girl with her head on the desk is.
That's Barbara.
Barbara?
Barbara.
Okay, no. Here's the thing.
Barb
Here's the thing.
From Stranger
you
Things?
You know, it's radio, and so sometimes you have to make the story fit better because we're talking about this. Right. The real... I didn't actually have this teacher at La Cueva. I really had to sing Richard Marx, but it was because the girl I was dating at the time was in that class, and I made the girl late.
Okay.
And
he's
the
making
teacher,
this up, guys. He's making this up.
No, this is real.
The teacher made me sing karaoke in front of the class.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
She actually sang with me.
It was like this weird high school duet thing. That's not what Belinda told me.
I know.
Her name
that's
was not Belinda.
Happened.
I don't even know her name because she wasn't my teacher.
How convenient.
Somebody on the live one said, as a high school teacher, I know that if I ever did this in my class, I would have a full-on mutiny, especially if I recorded them.
Well, yeah, you can't do it in today's world. Somebody wants to know
if this is real life. People are saying, is this Steve-O or are you guys kidding?
No, this is Steve-O.
No, guys,
this is Steve-O.
Guys,
1996, La Cueva Bears.
It is not me.
This, you know what? Correction. It's not Steve-O. It's Steven Jeter.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Steven Jeter.
That's good, man.
There you go, guys. And if you just want to text us and let us know if you want the video, we'll send it to you. Okay?
If you guys want to hear more from this guy, you can just come to Calvary Knob Hill on Sunday.
That's true. He sounds exactly the same.
keep singing.
I don't know the words.
Still got it. Your voice has gotten better.
He sounds like Kip. Yeah,
beautiful.
He sounds like Kip from...
can you just acknowledge that this is you and quit trying to divert
Can't
it?
Can't acknowledge what is not me. Oh, you know, if we had a video of me doing Right Here Waiting karaoke style.
Why is he trying to make it seem like it's not?
It's cool, man. Just embrace it.
Oh, my gosh. I hate you.
Dude, this it's okay so cool. to be embarrassed. It's okay.
It's all right.
That's okay.
It happened years ago.
The Starmie knows. Mm-hmm. The Starmie knows. Mm-hmm. Guys, that's not me.
All right.
That's not me. That ain't me, man.
In breaking news, we got a video of Steve-O singing in high school, and he doesn't want to admit it.
Oh, can't you see it, baby?
miracle of radio is the audience will never know.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you.
I mean, for crying out loud, they still think we interviewed Thor. That was real, Tao. Right, we got news here. We got a clip. Tiger King.
Chrissy knows that that's real, so if you say it's not real, I'm going to have a conversation at home with my wife.
If you will admit to the Starmie that this video is real, then I will take back what I said.
Uh-oh. It's real, isn't it?
Just admit it.
Gosh, I'm staring at a picture of Tao with a horse. Not even acknowledging what's happening right now.
Tao with a horse? Man, I look great.
Oh, wow.
Just posted to Instagram. Thank you, Coon Manic, the rap addict.
Oh, man. That was, where were we? We were in Wyoming.
See, that's how I derail.
Stayed on a ranch. That was awesome.
I want the Starmie to look up Mateo Sings Right Here Waiting For You by Richard Marx, karaoke style. Okay.
Look it up.
On YouTube. No, it was not me. True. However, what if we could make this kid go viral?
Well.
You better tell him about Thor.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to. That was like a year ago. My wife's going to murder me.
All right. Let's jump into our headlines.
Here's what happens to your body when you drink a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks.
Oh, I don't want to know. I don't need to know, actually, because I don't do that. I don't do that hard stuff.
The sweetness immediately activates your brain's reward system and triggers the release of endorphins.
Oh.
Your blood sugar and triglyceride levels begin to rise. The caffeine kicks in, you feel slightly energized, and finally, several hours later, your blood sugar crashes, and you start to crave food.
And then you have diabetes.
Yep, and then you die. Mm-hmm. Diabetes.
That sounds awful.
Diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's that season. Everybody wants the pumpkin this and pumpkin that.
It's a good season. It's a good season.
Okay.
I love pumpkin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We got new in theaters. I'm skipping this first headline because it's awful. And I want to talk about it later we're on a more serious note. New in theaters this weekend. We'll start with the scary movie, Blair Witch.
Okay. I did some research because I was like, we have to go this weekend. We have to Facebook Live it because Tao hates horror movies. Woo-hoo! I don't want to make him go see this
movie. Guys, I haven't seen a horror movie in the theater since The Grudge.
What?
Have you guys taken a look at the running time of this film?
80 minutes.
Is it 70 minutes?
What is it? 86 minutes.
Really?
Long.
I nailed it. Almost.
That's not usually
it's
a good...
It's not even an hour and a half long.
That's fine.
But the thing is, the first one was short.
Yeah.
And IGN, a website that reviews comics and movies and stuff, they gave it a 9.0 and said it's amazing.
But, hey, guys.
Okay, so a little bit scary.
Can we go tomorrow?
Of course, this movie...
Here's some of the trailer.
Oh! Guys!
Wow, terrifying.
Don't trust that witch. In this direct sequel to The Blair Witch Project, Heather's little brother is determined to find out what happened to her 17 years ago.
Stop this.
He convinces a group of his college friends into entering the forest. Why are there so many eagles? And one of them brings along a bunch of high-tech equipment to turn the trip into what, you guessed it, a documentary, including cameras mounted on drones and headgear. We're taking it.
Yeah.
Bill?
Bill's in it?
I'm worried about that guy. The brother is played by James Allen McCune, You may remember him as Maddie Baker on Shameless. Valerie Curifram from The Following is also in it. She plays one of the locals who joins up with the crew.
Nice.
Heads out into the woods to find this crazy witch.
Good. Oh, man.
We'll see what happens.
You remember how terrifying the original
one
was?
Yes, I did, because it was real.
It's almost as scary as... Miss Anderson's class, if you were late.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be right here waiting for you. Another movie opening this weekend, Snowden, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He is Edward Snowden, the analyst who exposed the NSA's illegal surveillance activities and then became an international fugitive after being branded a spy and a traitor. And now we're all wondering, wait a second. should we call him a traitor? I mean, basically, if Hillary Clinton did the same thing, she's going to be the president. What's this guy?
That's true.
Well, this movie is directed by Oliver Stone, includes a cameo by the real, actual Edward Snowden. How did they get that? Shailene Woodley plays his girlfriend. Zachary Quinto and Tom Wilkinson are the journalists he gives a story to. And Melissa Leo is Laura Poitras. Could be mispronouncing that. The chick who won an Oscar for her Snowden documentary, Citizen 4.
We have a clip here of Snowden.
Now showing the year's biggest thriller, Snowden. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is Edward Snowden, the computer programmer who shared top secret intelligence with the world. Watch his exciting journey as he downloads stuff, then sends it, then puts tape over his webcam, then plays with a Rubik's Cube, then I guess he flies to Russia, and, well, he sits there waiting. Hey, let's not forget it also stars Shailene Woodley. Oh, but it's directed by Oliver Stone, whose last hit was 20 years ago. Yikes. Okay, but like I said before, it has Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and he's...
Okay, that's it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Sounds great. All right, big show today, guys. Big show. UFC fighter John Dodson will be in studio at 8. We got some letters to get to. Good morning. We'll be back. Just come clean all around me. Oh. Isley, come clean. Star 88. Good morning. Morning
okay.
Invasion. 709. Hi.
Hi today, 82 degrees.
Let's take a look at the roads.
Let's do it. Traffic!
All right, traffic's still starting to stack up behind that act to the west of the accident, which is at the Big Eye. I-40 East at I-25 or the Big Eye, there's an accident on the transition ramp. It's probably going to make today's commute a bit of a headache. You guys watch out for that. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Live line's open. Text the show. Steve-O, what's that number?
585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483.
You can call us at 338-3700. Coming up at 8 a.m., UFC fighter John Dodson in studio.
Oh, yeah!
Talk about his upcoming fight. And also talk about an event that I'm doing with my old job wife, Buck, this Sunday at the El Rey Theater. Buck and Dex reunites, along with Chris Jacob and friends. Bunch of UFC fighters out signing autographs. Healing Addicts. Heals Communities. It's going to be a good time.
We're going to do a bit with Dodson called Karaoke-O.
Oh, gosh.
And it's going to be a karaoke-off between John the Magician and I. And the winner gets to punch the loser in the face.
It's not a good idea because John Dodson's Filipino and they love karaoke over there.
Oh, okay.
What? John Dodson, 8 a.m. The Magician. Can't wait. So excited.
Do they now, an entire people group?
Well, I don't know why you guys are laughing. It's very true.
Sorry, I read something very funny on the internet.
No. Also, at 9:45, we have Big Daddy Weave on the show. Mike from Big Daddy Weave. He's the bass player.
We are also going to do a round of karaoke.
Is that who we have?
Drummer?
We have the...
I thought we saw who that was, because it's not the singer. Somebody from Big Daddy Weave will be on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody. His name's Mike. I don't know which one he is in the band.
Could give a little more information.
The bass player is Jason.
Maybe we have Jason on.
Mike Weaver?
Mike is the singer.
But I might have put that because I just assumed the singer was getting
around. Okay.
I think it's Jason.
Why don't you just get
it? You mean
right.
Jay?
What?
Jay? Okay, listen to the members. Okay, there's Mike. Uh-huh. And then there's Jay, Joe, Jeff, and Jeremy. Which one is it, Dex?
Stand by. I'm looking.
Gosh!
Big Daddy. Okay.
Professionalism here is at an all-time low.
all-time low.
Sorry, guys. Just give me a couple seconds
here. Nah, man, it's cool. It's cool. Just gonna do this. They're from Mobile, Alabama.
How you doing, Steve-O?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
Pretty good.
My voice is killing me today. I need to take better care of it.
Jade. Yeah, I just gotta
carry the five.
Just gotta remember to take that trash out.
Multiply yeah. By four.
Friday is trash day.
Friday is trash day. So
I did.
Gotta remember to get that trash out that doubt.
Oh, you gotta come over. We rearranged our living room.
I saw that.
We got rid of the middle section.
I have a drone outside of your house.
Yeah. We moved the little like in cushion thingy into the kids' room.
It doesn't say.
Okay, sorry.
So that they can welcome back Dex.
Somebody from Big Daddy Weave. I don't know. Be on the show.
You are so unprofessional.
I am very unprofessional. Okay. All right. Let's do this right here. Just hold on real quick. 5, 4, 2, 1.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Shoes.
Man, we've been holding on to this one for a few days now, and I feel bad we haven't got to it.
Well, sorry.
My wife.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
My wife and I are having a big debate with our 12-year-old daughter. Our 12-year-old daughter wants to have a sleepover with her best friend. My husband doesn't let her sleep at this girl's house.
Okay.
Because he has a 14-year-old brother. Ooh. And believes there are too many bad things that can happen.
Okay.
What do you guys think? So the husband and wife, they're having a little debate over whether or not their 12-year-old daughter should go and sleep over at her best friend's house. Dad doesn't want her to because best friend has a brother who's 14.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
585 live. You can text in or 338-3700. Call us.
Debating on the how. I have a younger sister.
What? Mm-hmm.
Teo can also speak to this. We could probably tell very different stories.
Yeah.
Because as a father, if I had a 12-year-old daughter who wanted to go stay over at her best friend's house and that best friend had an older brother, I'd probably feel the same way as his dad. But that's because I was the lame older brother who may have made out with a couple of my sister's friends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Maybe not at the age of 12 and 14. That's a little young.
Oh, well, yeah. That's true.
However, mm-hmm. I would still be cautious. And it's 2016, yo. And I don't know. I probably would be minorly uncomfortable. I don't, because you don't know what's happening in that house. Where are the parents? Where are the bedrooms? How's, you know? Yeah. I think there's wisdom in being cautious in a situation like that.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't the best friend come stay over at their house?
And then on the flip side, and this was when we were a little older, I'm the eldest of three children.
Yeah.
Two younger sisters.
Right.
Kimberly, the middle child, we called her Kimmy at home because she hated it. she's beautiful. Both of my sisters are beautiful, but Kimberly was known as the Buckle Girl because she worked at Buckle, and she had a reputation in the region for being the beautiful girl that worked at Buckle.
Okay.
And so beyond that, I don't know, because I would just kind of plug my ears.
Because it's your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody, I mean, even so much so that before I knew Dave from Waverly, who would go on to be my roommate and best friend,
mm-hmm.
he knew Kimberly from Buckle, because he had met her and had a crush on her.
Wow.
So, in high school, lots of guys would be like, so your sister's Kimberly? And I'd be like, yeah. And so if they express interest, I would ignore it. But if they continued to express interest, I would invite them over to spend the night.
What?
Totally. Because I knew when they woke up the next morning and we had to get ready for school, they would hear the real thing. And that crush, that crush would disappear.
The real thing?
That crush would die hard.
And I'm not kidding.
A horrible, tragic death.
I even, this happened in college. Kimberly was still in high school. I'm sorry, Kimberly, if you're listening.
Oh, man.
And Dave was like, yeah, dude, I can't believe I'm going to stay at the house of the Buckle Girl. And I was like, okay. Kimberly and Allison used to get in these knockdown, drag-out fights every morning over clothes, over the hair dryer, use of the bathroom, everything. And so I would just invite my friends over and be like, sure, come spend the night.
Yeah.
And it always worked. It never failed me. It always worked.
So funny.
Oh, man. We got a few people chiming in on the live line. Somebody said maybe they can time it to when the friend's older brother spends the night out at one of his friend's house, then the daughter can go over.
That's not bad.
But that kind of draws attention to the awkward situation. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because somebody else said, not going to lie, my 14-year-old self was a dog. My parents never watched anyone when my younger sister had guests over. Yeah, see, that's the fear.
So these parents want to know, should the sleepover happen or not? Because mom and dad are having to debate whether or not they're going to let their 12-year-old daughter go and sleep over at her best friend's house. And best friend has a 14-year-old brother.
Okay.
And dad thinks, no. He thinks too many bad things can happen, which, as a dad of a 12-year-old girl,
yeah, dude.
Hey, I get it. I feel the same way. But my daughter Jaden is... I mean, just she's perfect in every way. And I'm going to cry. I'm all right.
I'm going to hit you in your face if you start crying. Okay.
Hold on. She's perfect in every way. And she is not boy crazy. And that's what I love about her.
Yeah.
She doesn't want anything to do with boys. And she will not have anything to do with boys for a long time. So I trust her. And I think I would say, okay, but I want to go meet this 14-year-old boy first. Because I want to find out what... You can't just send your kid over without knowing the family. Dude. I want to know the family first.
Yeah, and that's what one of the people on the live line said. Thank you, Starmy. The Starmy is just blowing up our live line. 585-LIVE if you'd like to text in. If the best friend is nice and the parents think that, then they should remember that the brother is raised by the same parents as the friend. Parents may be there, so if something goes wrong, they will know. I think it's fine to let the sleepover happen. On the flip side... we got a couple people chiming in. One from Grant saying, I would not let my daughter go because of the younger kids acting more like adults when you hear of sixth graders pregnant. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Somebody else said, I think the father's doing his job as a strong, protective father. It's a crazy world out there, and it's better to be safe than sorry. Good job, Dad. I had a bad experience when I spent the night at a friend's house in third grade. She had an alcoholic father. Not a good situation.
See, it goes back to... Before you let your kids go and spend the night somewhere, you should know the parents. You should meet them.
Yeah,
find
seriously.
Out who they are.
Oh, man.
Shout out
to Riverside, California. Absolutely not. Don't let the girl go. Roswell chimed in and said, Steve-O, you are a bad dude.
And I want to highlight this one. Read it again, Steve-O.
Steve-O, you are a bad dude.
Sorry, one more time.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking like
get
the
a little
90s.
Theme music in the background.
Yeah.
Read it again.
Steve-O, you're a bad dude.
Steve-O Jr., 1997.
Now, how do you feel?
I mean, when I was a kid, somebody was like, man, you're a bad dude. I'd be like, thanks, man. You're pretty radical, too.
when you would work your way into these families, would you sing... this song?
Oh my gosh, I hate you both so much today.
If you just tuned in, Steve-O Jeter, 1997, Cueva Bears.
I hate that you guys have that. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
So it looks like everybody on the live line is pretty much saying no.
No.
Don't do it.
Well, it's a bad idea, man. It really is.
I think you should just stick with the... Like, if the person that wrote this, the couple that wrote this... Why don't they just let the other girl come to their house?
Yeah, it's a good idea.
If the girls want to hang out, bring them to the house without the
brother. Listen, I've been in that situation before. We said no a few times to some sleepovers because of that situation. We knew that the older brother or sister...
You are that situation.
Okay.
Caleb's the older brother.
I thought you meant
No, Jaden's 12.
Yeah.
How old is Jaden now?
Oh, yeah. She's that situation.
You are that situation. Because Jaden has an older brother named Caleb, who's in high school.
Who's going to be 15 October 2nd.
Yeah, you're basically in
that household.
So that's why nobody's ever allowed to come over, because everybody thinks Caleb's macking on Jaden's friends. I just said macking, yo.
No, honestly,
macking is cool.
Honestly, Jaden has a ton of sleepovers all the time. She does. And we usually would rather have them come to our house than Jaden go have a sleepover.
Okay.
That's
funny because you're that family. Yeah. Like, you have a almost 15-year-old son, and other parents are obviously comfortable there.
Well, here's the thing.
But you guys are good parents. You make sure.
Great parents. But the thing is, the parents, of the daughter that comes and stays at our house, I've never met them. which is kind of scary. We're telling you guys out there, if you have kids, you should always meet the parents before you just let your kids go spend the night somewhere.
Yeah.
I rarely meet the parents of the girls that come and spend the night.
See, I'm trying to remember. Like when I was younger, I'd stay out at friends' houses, and then nothing quote good ever came of that. Like I know I'm like crushing a lot of like 12-year-old dreams right now, but what's the purpose?
Dreams.
Like what's the purpose?
He's crushing them now.
His I saw my first horror movie staying over at a friend's house, well, terrified for weeks.
Think about it. Those were some of the best times of my life when I got to do sleepovers as a kid. And it's fun, you know? You get to hang out, you get to sneak out of the house, you get to do things you're not supposed to.
It's such a difficult thing because you don't want, I mean, kids are going to get crushes on each other.
Yeah.
You don't want to be so hardlined that you are denying simple experiences. But at the same time, man, it's so tough to navigate because you don't want to send your child into a situation that could be, you know, any semblance of bad at all.
At the very least, you need to know the parents.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good rule for. I mean, that's a rule that I'm going to have. If Johnny Danger and if we ever have another kid, if those kids want to go spend the night at other people's houses, I'm going to vet those parents like a crazy person.
Dude, I'm crazy about it because to this point, Luke has only ever spent the night out, I think, twice, and I don't know that Jack ever has. I'm trying to think of it. Yeah, I'm like really overprotective parent where I'm like, but why? Mm-hmm. Yeah, why don't you just okay? You want to watch a movie late? Then I'll pick you up at like 10:30. All right, cool. We good? All right. You're not staying. You don't need to spend the night there.
338-3700. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think?
So I have three younger sisters and two older brothers. By the time I was in high school, both my older brothers were out. And naturally, every so often, I would have friends who would stay over. And my dad's biggest concern was, well, what if they try to go upstairs to one of my sister's rooms? Mm. And I was always a very overprotective older brother, where if I ever had any of my friends over, I think I was probably watching them more like a hawk to see if there's any weird things that may happen. Because I totally 100% understand, what if somebody just tries something, for lack of a better term, evil?
Right.
Granted, I've always made it clear that to my buddies, it's like, yeah, these are my sisters, now 100% off limits. I don't care if you guys are within the same age group, it's just not happening.
Right.
And I feel, as far as my sisters, but they rarely would spend the night at their friend's house. But I think it also, like Steve-O just said, you have to get to know the parents.
Yeah.
I think if you know the family, it makes it, you can make a better judgment call off of, I don't know who they really are, you know, might as well be at a stranger's house. So that would be the only thing that I can think of as far as Virginia Gap is getting to know them. Shoot, maybe even have like, hey, let's all go out to a movie or something sometime.
Or a barbecue.
Or a barbecue. So something that forces you to even interact with the best friend's sister's older brother. So you guys can maybe make a judgment call like, all right, is he trying to look like a good person in front of us? Hmm. Or does he seem like a genuinely good person through like anything along those lines? Or even maybe he's disgusted and like he's like, ew, cooties. I don't want to hang out with a little girl.
Yeah.
Because that's also a possibility. I don't know.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
you. I get both ways, but
thanks, man.
It's always safe to double check. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
It's a daytime. Why didn't you tell him to hang up on him?
Man. Liveline just blowing up.
Just to recap real quick, we're talking about this letter we got. Mom and dad are having a little debate going on because their 12-year-old daughter wants to have a sleepover with her best friend. The dad says, no way. The best friend has a 14-year-old brother, and he believes that there are too many bad things that can happen. Mom thinks it's okay, and so we're just kind of discussing, should the sleepover happen? And the majority of you say no.
Can I read the one from Wisconsin? I don't... We got some amazing comments on the live line.
Okay. No, I can't read that one.
Oh, my God.
Can't read that one.
Can I read that one?
If you say male anatomy.
Okay.
No, don't say it.
No, because they're not wrong. So many people are chiming in.
All right.
Not going to lie, my 14-year-old self was a dog, right? Parents never watched it. Boys held to the same standard if they have older sisters versus younger sisters. Are they? Are boys held to that standard? Should they be held to that standard? Mm. Yes. Spending the night at a friend's is a staple of childhood. Know your children's surroundings, but allow them the experiences. Staying late for a movie is not the same as having a sleepover.
Yeah.
No, they're right.
Got to be careful.
This one coming from Wisconsin.
Where?
Wisconsin. That's why you should only have boys. When you have a son, you only have to worry about one male anatomy.
Okay.
When you have a daughter, you have to worry about every male anatomy.
So true.
Tried to stop him.
Words.
Yeah, tried to stop him.
Coming from Roswell, I don't think so. I have a 4-year-old girl. My brother has a girlfriend with an 8-year-old boy, and I don't like the way he plays with my daughter.
Mm.
8-year-old and 4-year-old. He likes to tickle her and playfully wrestle her to the ground and tickle her in the tummy.
Okay.
It happened once, and I still want to punch the kid every time I see him. P.S. It's tough being a daddy with a little girl because I think every boy is a Steve-O.
Well,
God help America. Hashtag prayers for Chrissy.
Praise
yeah. It's so I say
prayers
no.
For Chrissy.
Hey, prayers for Chrissy.
Parents listening right now, don't do it. Okay, let's just cancel the sleepover. You have the best friend.
But there's something to be said about limiting that. That's why some people chime in saying, "Wait, no, you have to."
As long as they meet the brother and the parents. That's what you got to do. You always got to meet the family first because you never know what your kid is going to be walking into. You don't want her to walk into a bad situation.
Of course not. You never do.
Where she's now on the floor getting tickled in the stomach. That's not okay.
Yeah,
it's inappropriate.
Somebody says, just meet the family beforehand. Maybe the dad is overanalyzing the whole situation.
Maybe.
Somebody else said, I would just vet the parents and the siblings, anybody else who might live in the house. We stopped letting our daughter go over to her friend's house because she told us that the dad hung around the house in his boxers.
Okay, that's not okay.
After that, the friend would always come over to our house. Only if I know the family very well will I allow them to even go into the house at all now. Yeah. I had an older brother and he used to try to make out with all my friends all the time. He did succeed when they stayed the night. Ew.
Wow. See?
Sarah, stop texting the live line.
Okay, stop.
What?
Steve-O.
That was not my sister. I'm sorry.
No. This is you, though.
I hate you. Gosh. Lord, melt my enemy's teeth. That's a prayer that David prayed in the psalm, and I'm just asking you to smite Dex with liquid teeth.
UFC fighter John Dodson will be on the show at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Name it, proclaim it.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump is out with a new series of attacks on the Obama administration's approach to growing jobs and trade since the Great Recession. In a speech to the Economic Club of New York, the Republican presidential nominee argued that the administration faltered in its oversight of different sectors and failed to implement policies that would keep U.S. companies from outsourcing more jobs.
We're going to keep America out of Trans-Pacific Partnership unless we can do something that's phenomenal, and I'm not seeing it right now, I can tell you that.
Hillary Clinton returned to her campaign schedule after taking a few days off.
I recently had a cough that turned out to be pneumonia.
President Obama says it'll take shared sacrifice to save the oceans.
We don't see the effects of climate change every single day with our own eyes. We just see this great big ocean. We assume that it's too big to be wrecked.
Speaking at an ocean summit after earlier designating a new marine monument.
A software glitch is prompting Hyundai to recall more than 40,000 small SUVs in the United States.
Authorities in Columbus, Ohio are asking people to stay calm after officers shot and killed a 13-year-old boy who they say was armed with a BB gun.
The latest snapshot of factory production in the U.S. reveals a decline. The Federal Reserve says production dropped 0.4%.
7:37. Good morning.
Had a day of 82 degrees.
How the
roads? You guys remember when I said that accident was going to be the traffic story in the morning? It's coming true right now. Accident on the transition ramp I-40 East at I-25. It happened over an hour ago, almost 2 hours ago. And currently, traffic is down to about 15 miles an hour all the way back to almost 98th Street.
Dang.
So if you are eastbound on 40, you're thinking, I'm going to go down Unser and save a little time, or I'm going to go down Coors. No, you're not, because you're going to hop onto 40, and it's going to be a headache. Lots of other construction things going on, but that accident, it's at I-40 and I-25, the big I. It's on the transition ramp. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit.
CrossFit.
Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B.
Suite B.
For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
585 Live. You can text the show if you'd like. Coming up at 8 o'clock.
Fighting out of the blue corner. A mixed martial artist standing 5 feet 3 inches tall, weighing in at 134 pounds. Fighting out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, John the Magician Doxa.
Yeah! Yeah, dude, I can't wait to see
it's gonna
that.
It's going
to
be fun. I can't wait to meet him.
He's a little guy. You know, he's about 4 feet
tall. Please stop calling this dangerous person little.
That's right. You've never met John.
He's very fast.
It's going to be good.
And he does these amazing little magic tricks.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for him to punch you in
if
the throat.
If he's listening, John, I've never met you.
Activated.
But I apologize for both of these guys.
Wait, what?
Here's the great thing about that whole situation with him punching me.
Yeah.
Dana White just put a new rule in effect. They're not allowed to punch people outside of the octagon.
Wait, what?
So I can literally do... like that to him, and he couldn't.
Punch what
him.
Did you? What you I can't even him? Say what that sounded like because FCC.
John Dotson, I said it. UFC fighter. He'll be in talk about his fight coming up in Portland on October 1st against John Lineker, and he'll also be talking about what he's doing on Sunday with me and Buck. Buck and Dex back reuniting on Sunday from 3 to 6, El Rey Theater for Healing Addicts, Heals Communities. All to benefit Precious Gifts Foundation.
Precious Gifts, it's a foundation and stuff, and we're doing good things in the community with love.
I can't remember what channel I was watching last night, if it was KOAT or KRQE, but one of the news, local news stations, had a special on child abuse in our city, and it was... pretty well ridiculous. Done. It was well done.
Is that why you posted that thing about changing the community? I was going to ask you.
Yeah, it was a quick little 15-minute episode about how we can, you know, what are things we can do to change our city and to help our city, because Albuquerque is not doing well right now. Well, we're the second most dangerous city in the country.
No,
wouldn't doubt it.
It's crazy.
There's no way. Mm-hmm. Second most dangerous for real.
I look it up.
Okay.
One of the police officers, he was going, they have to go in and do welfare checks. They have to go house to house sometimes if, you know, they get reports and if there's any child abuse going on. And some of the homes that these guys go into are just insane. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it happens in the poor neighborhoods, because when you find families that don't have lots of food and clothes and they can't provide for their children, that's when you see a spike in child abuse.
Wow.
So if we can do our part, if all of us can do our part, which is, you know, giving when we can, you know, we see someone in need, we give to the shelters, we give to the rescue missions, because they're the ones who are really trying to do their best to feed the homeless and feed the poor. You know, give to your church, your local church.
I was going to say, isn't it interesting that those are the ones doing something? And a lot of times they are Christian ministries. Mm-hmm. But we as a church, that's what we're called to do.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we leave it up to our government agencies to take care of our community. It's kind of sad.
There's amazing churches in this city
that
do some incredible things.
Agreed.
So, you know, do what you can. If we want to see a difference in the city, then we got to step up. You got to do your part.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
Oh. You love that song.
I'm asking him to change his ways.
You love that song, by Brian.
I'm going to make a change.
Sing it.
For once in me.
Nailed it, buddy. Nailed it.
Steve-O, you sound so good.
Thanks, man. I'm on America's
Can we play another clip of Steve-O singing?
Oh, no. Why do I do this to myself?
So why don't you set it up real quick, though?
No! Because
people don't know what's happening.
No!
Okay, so in high school, Steve-O got in trouble. Luckily for us, the teacher made tardy students, or whatever Steve-O's story is now, she made them sing karaoke. And thankfully, over the course of this year, as we've been doing the Morning Invasion, this teacher is a listener, and she actually sent us this video. And we have been keeping this under wraps until the day when it was most appropriate. And it became today. Here it is. This is Steve-O, 1996. Singing Richard Marx's hit. Right here.
I hate
for
you guys.
Students in the class were so nice
to my soul.
I like your hair, man. You have good hair.
Thanks, man. I've always had good hair.
But you also like my hair.
It's a beautiful song.
Thanks, bud.
I love that. I think you picked a great, great song to sing.
Cool, man. Hate you guys.
Your tempo's a little pitchy.
I was a child.
I know.
I was but a wee lad.
Your voice was still coming in.
But a wee lad.
That's okay. That's fine. But, you know, you now look at you. You're a worship leader at Calvary Knob Hill.
Oh, my gosh.
You're a local personality on a very successful radio station.
I mean,
and,
define success. I mean, tip-top of the heap.
That day right there. That teacher wouldn't have made you sing karaoke. You wouldn't be where you're at today.
Have you thanked her for putting you on this trajectory?
I hate you guys so much. I want you guys to remember this moment. I want you to remember it forever.
What are you talking about?
I just want you guys to remember this.
What are you talking about? Huh?
Why are you digging up dirt?
Oh man, things are gonna go awry.
I don't have any dirt.
Things are gonna go awry.
There's no dirt out there on me.
There's tons on me.
It's
happening. I've given you a treasure trove.
Man.
Have fun.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
A Holocaust survivor named Israel Kristol took over the title of the world's oldest man back in March and just turned 113 yesterday. But back when he was a kid, his mom passed away. Then his dad got drafted during World War I, so he didn't get to have a bar mitzvah when he turned 13. So to make up for it, he's having one at 113 instead.
Oh, man,
that's cool.
I remember when I was 113. It was a great
100 years after he was supposed to. It's happening 2 weeks from now in Israel, where he's been living for the past 66 years. Unfortunately, his first wife died in the Holocaust, but he got remarried in 1947, has a huge family now, and they'll all be there, including his kids, grandkids, all of his great-grandchildren. He said earlier this year that he doesn't know the secret to living as long as he has, but his daughter said he's a very optimistic person, and he's always appreciated everything he's been given.
Aww.
Here's a picture of him right there.
Aww.
113
so old
years
and about
old.
About to be dead. Good grief almighty.
What did you just say? I am dumping that right now.
Dump it. Hit that dump over
just
there.
Did.
He's 113. Let me ask you guys something.
He's the oldest man in the world.
Go For ahead. Real.
Ask me how old I am.
Let me ask you guys. Yeah. Let me ask you guys a real question. Do you want to live to be 113?
No, I remember my 113th 62. Birthday.
Okay.
And I am glad that I have
62?
Lived 600 more years.
62. Means you've got like 20 years left, man.
62, and I'm out of here.
Wow.
Give me a high five on that.
I don't think you get to pick on that, but.
Yeah. I'll probably be the oldest man in the world someday.
Gosh, I can't wait for that day.
God has a sense of humor.
The trick is to just keep changing your identity like I've done for millennia.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
I just feel like I would. Oh.
Because if you keep changing your identity, even death can't catch you. You guys have seen Final Destination.
Wow.
Hey, if I'm 113, I just hope that I can actually move around. I mean, I know I'm probably not going to move around very well, but as long as I can get up out of my couch or bed, I'm okay. I'm fine.
So
that's okay.
It's funny because I think for a long time people have been saying, I'm not going to worry about death because by the time that I'm old, they're going to have like some pill to keep me, you know, we're going to live forever, which is obviously not true.
No,
and
it's
probably never going to be true.
It's gonna
happen. But yesterday we had a friend over and she's been hanging out with Dawn or whatever. And she just got an Apple Watch and then she goes, like her watch buzzed or whatever. And she looked at it and she goes, my watch is telling me to take a breath. And in that moment, I thought, oh my gosh, we live in this crazy future world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seriously. It was like something out of a movie that you would have seen in the 80s
or
90s.
So did she stop and go?
She totally just went, my watch is telling me to catch a breath. You know what? But it was like, your watch just gave you advice.
Is that for anxiety?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. Steve-O's going to get an Apple Watch today, so he can tell.
You are?
I mean.
Where'd you get all that money?
I don't have money. I'm not getting an Apple Watch. I would love to.
Are you going to get an Apple
Watch? But it's a luxury and I don't need it.
It's not a luxury. You need it.
An Apple Watch?
You know what else is a luxury?
What?
Clean water.
Okay.
That's true. That's a good point.
It's very true.
And I do need that.
We all do.
We all kind of need that.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Why? For only $17. Can I get some Richard Marks, please?
Yeah, could you play the... We're going to play a sponsorship thing real quick.
No, we're not.
Thank you. For the low price of $4,000,
yeah,
you can get Steve-O an Apple Watch. Listen to him sing about it.
Our boy Buck is calling right now.
Buck Aaron?
Yeah.
Good morning, Buck.
Aaron? Good morning.
Aaron?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you?
Pretty good, man. We're just listening to Steve-O back in 1996 at La Cueva High School, where his teacher made him sing karaoke because he was late for class.
That's a true story.
Yeah, I was listening to that, and I think today that would be considered a form of bullying.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
Teachers cannot do that now.
No, they cannot. A couple of things.
Talk
Steve-O, I totally agree with you when they always come out with the stories about the people who are the oldest people in the world.
Yeah,
That's like getting on the cover of Madden. You know, it's just a curse because you're going to die right after that.
Yep,
I've been on the cover of Madden and I'm fine.
So anyway, Dex, you should be careful about what you say about John Dodson.
Okay,
because if Dana White said they can't punch anybody, he probably didn't say anything about kicking anybody.
Oh, well, he said that,
hey,
too.
Hey, Buck Aaron, that's what I've been telling them, is they're both shooting off at the mouth here, and I'm like, guys, this is a serious dude. He is lethal.
Let me tell you something, Theo.
Yes, sir.
So one time, Dex was talking smack to John Dodson. John Dodson literally jumped up and choked him out in the studio.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's very true. It actually did happen. And I was out for quite a while.
He was out for like 2 seconds, literally 2 seconds. It wasn't really quite a while.
Yeah.
He'll choke us out, man.
The problem about me getting choked out by John Dodson is that I loved that sensation when I got choked out.
Oh,
and so,
gosh, stop.
Weirdo!
You're so stupid. You're so stupid.
Hey, Buck, why don't you tell everybody what we're going to be doing? Because we're getting back together on Sunday.
We are getting back together for a small period of time. We're going to be... hosting an event down at the... But can I say where it's at?
Yeah.
It's down at the El Rey Theater, and it's for an organization called Precious Gift. And it's this really neat organization that provides transitional living for women who are in a bad place, you know, who are in bad situations at home, and they need a transitional place, who are, you know, coming out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that are struggling with, you know, drugs or alcohol, they provide a safe place for them to live. It's a really, really neat organization, what they do. And we're going to be out there.
So when you called me a few weeks ago to ask if I would do this with you, you were explaining a few details about it. You didn't give me a whole lot about it. But then you said, you know, there'll probably be around 1,000 people there, and then we'll just be up on stage just doing our thing. What does that mean, like doing our thing?
Well, basically what it means is, I'm going to be there, and John Dodson will be there. So, you know, like when people get hurt, it's funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like when you see somebody fall down and they get back up.
Totally.
And you're like, are you okay? And then after they walk off, you laugh.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably what's going to be happening with you after all this stuff you're talking about John Dodson.
Okay. Yes, I like that. I like that.
That's not going
to
happen.
I'm a fan of that happening.
Hey, Buck Aaron, thank you for inviting me to be a part of this. I know we had to leave Steve-O out, but thanks to both of you letting me get to come along.
Wow.
I just feel like a cool buddy that gets to hang out.
I'm glad you could make it. You know, glad you could take a little bit of time out of your day and come down. And,
Did our friend Jesse tell you about the summer vacay over to the coral reef out of the Great Barrier Reef? Did he tell you about the Great Barrier Reef excursion we're going to take?
I hate you guys.
He did.
Can you turn off Steve-O's mic real quick? I'm so excited, Buck Aaron. We're going to have so much fun.
It's going to be a blast, man. I've always dreamt about snorkeling the Great Barrier Reef. That's going to be a highlight. It's seriously going to be a highlight of my life.
Can't wait. So excited. All right,
so Buck and Dex reunite along with Chris Dracup and friends. Free autographs by Jackson's MMA fighters. John Dotson going to be there. And they're going to be music there. Silent auction.
Yep.
Cool.
Silent auction. There's going to be a lot of stuff. It's going to be neat. So
good. Man, all the benefit Precious Gifts Foundation.
Sounds like you guys are going to have a blast
this
weekend.
It'll be a good time.
That's cool, man.
3-6 Elroy Theater.
John Dotson just sent me a text message, and, well, just have fun. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Oh, man.
Man, I feel sorry for you, Steve.
Okay, hey. When you blank out.
I feel sorry for you, Dex.
You're waking up.
When you pass out, I just want you to know.
Buck.
Oh,
hello?
Man.
Buck?
He was saying via con Dios, my friend.
Via
con Dios, bruh.
Via con Dios.
My best friend, John Dotson, hanging out with us at 8 o'clock.
I would prefer that you not get choked out.
How do you think Ricky's going to feel when he hears you say that John the Magician is your
best? Well, I got two best friends.
Huh.
Two best friends that anybody could have.
Oh.
Steve-O, look, we got a buddy that's back in. He's back.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see him?
Was that Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Our boy Dave Doral's back at work. He had to take a
heads up the
surgery.
Video department.
Oh, good.
He's back, guys.
Back at work. Congrats.
I'm excited.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll talk to UFC fighter John Dotson and Gary Coffin when we come back. Hang out.
Get out of bed. Let's get out of bed.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning. It is 8:09.
High today of 82 degrees.
Well, we'll check traffic here in a little bit because Teo had to leave to go get UFC fighter John Dotson, who we'll talk to a little bit later this hour. But we have some guests, and we're excited to have Gary Coffin and also Laura Brown hanging out with us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Gary, how you doing, man?
Morning.
There you guys are. Yeah, talk right in. There, you can have that mic right there. Perfect. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Thanks for being here and doing this and inviting me to go back with my old job wife, you know, because I miss him a little bit. Not going to lie.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to be here to talk about this exciting event we have going on Sunday.
Yeah, there's a really cool thing that Buck and I are doing for one afternoon and one afternoon only for now. We're teaming up with this with Precious Gifts Foundation, and this is going to be a cool night where there's UFC fighters are going to be hanging out signing autographs. We're going to have music and a bunch of guest speakers, you know, and talk about it a little bit.
Well, when we created this event, we really tried to look at some of the stuff that's going on in our community. Precious Gifts is a transitional living facility for women that deal with all sorts of issues. Mm. So we really recognize that without community's involvement, it's really difficult for us to have an impact on, you know, we kind of take the macro to the micro on this level.
That's cool, man. That's awesome.
So the foundation operates this transitional living center for women. They've experienced incarceration and homelessness, separation from family, and many of them recidivism as well. So we're here to help women learn the skills necessary to change their lives, turn them around, and stop the cycle. Mm-hmm. So this helps our community greatly, and we're very proud of our women.
One thing that we've been talking a lot about on our show recently is how do we affect our city? How do we make change in our city? Because our city is not looking good right now. There's so many people suffering, and the stories and the news that are popping up are just awful.
I think we're the number two most violent city in the nation right now. Yeah. I mean, that's Albuquerque. This is our community.
Yeah.
And that's really how I got involved is, you know, I have a checkered past. You know, I'm not ashamed to admit it, but the reality is you have to put yourself out there. I mean, when you have an opportunity to help and you have an opportunity to you know, lend a handout, that's the nature of humanity.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, we see a lot of people. You know, our city has a lot of issues with drugs and alcohol. Yeah. You know, we see people drinking and driving all the time. That's a problem here in this state. And, you know, and then we have, you know, we'll talk a little bit about, you know, in the poor communities here in the city, there's a rise, there's a spike with child abuse because these families aren't, they're not able to provide for their kids. You see a spike with child abuse, you know, kids getting neglected because maybe mom has to work and, you know, dad's gone, he's left the kids and, you know, dad's nowhere to be seen, but mom has to pick up the overnight shift and the kids are home alone sometimes. Or, you know, grandma and grandpa have to step in. So you just see so many problems, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we know that addiction and alcoholism are at the root of many of the problems that we see here in Albuquerque. So this is National Recovery Month in September. And yesterday on the Civic Plaza, the first annual Albuquerque Celebrates Recovery event was there. So many people in recovery and those who serve those who are seeking recovery or in recovery were at the event. There is an enhanced awareness right now in Albuquerque about how we can come together. And this event is just another way for us to come together to help each other, to help people who are in need and to show people some hope in their individual paths and for our city as well.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. So, yeah, let's give the details again. If you're not doing anything this Sunday, you guys should definitely come down. It's from 3 to 6 p.m. It's at the El Rey Theater. Buck and myself will be hosting and emceeing the event and talk about some of the other things that are going to be happening that night.
Well, Chris Dracup, who is just a fantastic musician, well known around Albuquerque and New Mexico, great blues music. He's going to bring some of his band. Who knows what other singers might show up to enhance that the entertainment. Also, we have Jackson's MMA Fighters there. They have been so supportive of this event. They have signed some gloves that we're going to raffle off.
Oh, word.
That's cool.
Yeah, they are going to be there signing autographs free. We are really so grateful for all of their support and how they have shared with their friends on Facebook about the fact that they're going to be there and calling people out to the event.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I mean, in the midst of their training camp, they get like one day off a week. You know, John Dotson especially. I mean, he has a fight coming up real close.
Yeah, October 1st.
Yeah, and so it's incredible to see him take his only day off and spend it for our community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's funny because in my daily life, I look at it and I think, you know, how do I have time to help other people?
Yeah.
You know, and then when you look at somebody who's that busy, you know, and he takes his only day off to help a community, you know,
exactly. Involvement.
It's great. I mean, there's tons of opportunities to get involved. Nick Urso is also going to be there, which we're looking forward to.
Yeah, I love that guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Jody Escobar as well. So, you know, it's an exciting event. We're looking forward to be a good time.
Good.
More than anything, the meet and greet is, you know, is the fun part of the event. You know, bring everybody out. And
it's very much a family-friendly affair. Great music. As you all know, Buck and Dax, it's going to be great fun.
Mm.
So we hope you'll come out from 3 to 6 p.m., the historic El Rey Theater.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, thanks for coming in, you guys. This is a great thing you guys are doing. So we're gonna make a difference. Steve-O's coming, and Teo's coming.
I'll be there.
You'll be there?
Yeah, we might actually take over the stage because for some reason they invited you and Buck to do it.
Yeah,
you know, and everybody's like, who? And we're like, oh, there was the thing that Dex used to do that nobody misses because everybody loves the show.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, no, that's pretty true.
They get very jealous, you know. Whenever you know, bring up Buck, sometimes they get very jealous.
Like ex work wife, you know, it's kind of like when your wife is like, I'm gonna go to lunch with my ex, and you're like, but but why? Because I thought we were committed.
Yeah, well, I know.
And you're just like, yeah, but I just want to dabble with Buck. And I'm like, that's kind of weird because you're dudes. Yeah, man. Nah,
it's
cool.
Yes,
totally cool.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Laura. Thank you, Gary, for coming in. And we'll see you on Sunday at 3 o'clock. We're going to be out at the
Elbridge. It's going to be incredible.
And
yeah.
It's all to benefit Precious Gifts Foundation. So let's make a difference in our city. This is how we make change. And we're going to do it this Sunday. So thanks, you guys.
Fantastic. Thanks for having us.
You bet.
Really appreciate it.
All right. When we come back, UFC fighter John Dotson.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
Fighting out of the blue corner, a mixed martial artist standing 5 feet 3 inches tall, weighing in at 134 pounds. Fighting out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, John the Magician Dotson.
John Dotson is not just technically skilled. He's not just a good fighter with a lot of experience. He's got a ridiculously athletic body. He can do things and move in ways that other people could just dream of doing.
Oh, he caught him again. Oh, my. Hit it's all over. John Dotson by knockout.
All right.
Whoa! Big left hand. He's going to catch him again. Looking to finish it right here.
That's it.
That is it.
His name is The Magician.
Yes!
His name is John Dotson. He is the greatest fighter in all the universe, and he's in our studio right now.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Yes!
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I'm so happy you're here, man! It's been a minute.
I know. Do you want me to leg kick Dex for you?
You already did. You can't do it again. That hurt.
That's not true.
I saw it happen.
That hurt.
Good.
It was
good.
Great.
No, this
looked
is good.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. I went up for a hug, and then he just, like, nailed me right in the thigh.
He's not on my team. I'm supposed to kick you again.
Don't kick me again. It hurts, John. And it's funny because he did it, like, jokingly, like, oh, I'm just going to kind of lightly tap him. Yeah, that still hurts.
But I lightly tapped you. I just kind of thumped you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
dude, what's crazy is many, many, many moons ago, I used to do this thing. Since you were talking about you and a Buck getting back together,
right.
Me and my dear friend Joey Belville used to do this TV thing on CW called You Rock Albuquerque, and we were doing this feature with Rashad Evans. Right, mm-hmm. he was getting ready for his fight with Lyoto Machida. We don't need to talk about how that one ended, but there was this dude, and he was helping, and he was hilarious, and he's like swinging me around the octagon by my legs, and that was the last time I saw John. Back then, it was like Lil Jon, oh Lil Jon,
this
so
was before
cool.
He was in the UFC.
This was before any of it, and then he gets on Ultimate Fighter, and I'm like, that's my boy. I'm watching him on Ultimate Fighter. Fast forward, oh my gosh, man, you have done so much. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Proud of you.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited because I'm
crazy.
And I still haven't changed.
You still haven't, man. You're still crazy. You have energy for days.
Yeah.
So we got to talk about
me being
this.
Short.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, there's an Ultimate Fighter reality show.
Yes.
And he was on that show and he won it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Him
yeah.
and Diego Brindao both won the Ultimate Fighter that season. What season was that?
14.
Season 14 of the Ultimate Fighter. And so he got a contract in the UFC, and ever since then he's just been tearing people up. And you're gonna beat Demetrius Johnson someday. I know you will.
You
I mean,
mighty
already,
mouse.
You've already beat him. Okay, you've beat him before, but not you know you didn't really beat him, but you did. You know what I'm saying?
That's why are you gonna get leg kicked again?
I know. I'm like, why you gotta bring up old stuff,
I'm
man?
To, you know, I'm trying to. I'm on your side.
You're trying to avoid the
you
kick.
You won. You won
Gosh.
That fight, but you didn't.
But that doesn't matter because even if you win, but you don't win in the eyes of the judges.
But you won.
Yeah. But that's
see what
not.
I'm saying?
That's I mean, officially, like, I just want to see him with that belt, man.
I know. Yeah.
So.
It'll happen.
When are you going to fight Minnie Muskin?
I have no idea. They got me fighting John Lineker October 1st.
Yes.
So I'm kind of excited about that.
Oregon.
That's coming up.
Is that like, I mean, obviously it's like sea level, so. You have that advantage because you train here and you've got like stamina and endurance for days.
Yeah, that's if the fight goes the distance between.
Oh,
yeah, there it is. Yeah. There it is.
It's not gonna last long. Like,
the guy that I'm fighting likes to throw heavy, has very heavy hands, and I like to throw bombs too.
Yes, you do.
We're just gonna see which one's gonna land first.
Oh my gosh!
How many knockouts have you had in the UFC?
I don't know. I never really
counted. You can't even count them. That's
wow.
Uncountable.
That's amazing. You've had a lot.
So we got to talk about this. You were on The Ultimate Fighter, and you had to stay in this crazy house with all these other fighters, and there were cameras on you like 24/7. What was that experience like? Just having people constantly recording everything you did.
Well, it was like being in summer camp and then being in a well-put-together jail.
Yeah.
They're like, whoa, where are you going? I was going to go look out at the sunset. Yeah. You can't open up that door. Why not? Because I said so. All right. And then you got like a panic button. Mm. It's like, can you watch 60 Days In?
Mm.
Oh, never mind. this whole thing's going to go over your head.
All right.
But anyways.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
But they got these little panic button like doors so you can call the other COs, like, hey, I'm feeling sick. Well, we have a bat phone, so we go in the back, like, hey, he's talking bad about me. Is it okay if I leg kick him? What should I do? Can I leg kick him? Can I punch him in the face? Yeah. Or should I just smash, like, a bottle of beer on his face? And they're just looking at you, and they're like, I can hear, like, the wheels turning in their head. They're like, Let's go with the last one because you're not fighting anymore, right? And I was like, no, I'm still fighting. Then have someone else do it.
And somebody that's like, already fought.
And I'm like, are you sure? They're like, because he's talking about me, not somebody else.
You are sucking all of the reality out of the reality show.
Well, no, because like because you get the asked questions,
right?
Like, what's legal that you guys can show?
Okay, there you go.
I was so frustrated with that season, The Ultimate Fighter, because they really made you.
They made you a bad guy.
They made me a star.
They kind of. Yeah. You were the anti-hero. Like, they really made you. I remember watching that going, that ain't him.
It is not. That's why I was so frustrated, because John is the coolest, most lovable guy you'll ever meet.
But they edited you as, like, the bad guy in the house.
And that's fine, because they made me into the Scarlet Spider, you know?
Oh!
We had a comic discussion.
Okay, all right.
We had a comic discussion.
I love it.
That's true. He's all the responsibility, none of the rules.
Did you get any say whatsoever, or were you watching the show going, man, they just totally edited that, and I look like the bad guy?
I did, and then I was like, whatever.
Everybody, and then you just want it. You're like, I'm just going to throw down the octagon.
No, I was like, whatever. The guys in the house knows what's going on. That's they know true. The truth. And then there all of a sudden, like you see little interviews. Well, Dodson was doing this. I was like, wait till they show that I knocked you out.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, because
incredible.
If you don't know, with reality TV, they'll go and they'll record everything. How many weeks are you in the house?
Six weeks.
Man. And then it's like months later, it airs. And so you have to be hush hush. You can't talk about, you know, whether or not you won the fights, if, you know, until, you know, all leading up to the finale where you fight live.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of people don't realize that, how you can't talk about anything that happened.
Can't really talk about anything. I was so I was so excited coming home, but then I was like, no,
right?
You can't. I feel like a wind talker. I'm not allowed to tell anybody that I spoke those languages.
Oh man. So that you can just, you know, be stoked and just pump yourself up, since you don't know. You have won 10 of your last 12 fights. You have 10 wins by knockout in the UFC and 2 by submission, by the way.
Just want to write that down?
Yeah, 10.
I'm going to print it out.
10. Double digits. Just boom, these many.
Are you becoming his secretary, Dad?
I'm just saying.
I'll print it out for
10
you.
10 wins by KO in the UFC. That's
write it down
pretty,
for you. So you can have
it's pretty
ten
impressive.
Wins. That means it's on two hands. Both hands are lethal.
Yeah. Boom, right there.
John Dodson is one of the most exciting guys to watch. He'll do flips in the cage.
You make me so nervous, though, because you do just like throw down. So it's like, I'm just going to knock this dude out, and you're just going for it. And I'm like, put your hands up! Put your hands up!
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm screaming at my TV every time you fight.
I'm so glad you're screaming, because like when I'm in there, I'm like, please don't get hit! Please don't get hit!
You are crazy, man, but I love watching it. It's always incredible to watch.
Yeah,
so.
And the 125, 135 pounders, those are the most exciting fighters to watch, because you guys are so fast and quick, you know?
Yeah.
It's just an exciting fight to watch every time.
Are you excited that the WWE added a cruiserweight championship so that when you're, you know, when you're done throwing real blows, you can go ahead and just take over because you're so entertaining?
I want to be the heavyweight champion.
Oh!
There it is.
Come on.
There it is.
Come on.
Me and Rey Mysterio are about the same height.
Man, Rey Mysterio
that's true. Is
one of my favorite
wrestlers. He was a champ.
He wore the Spider-Man stuff all the time.
Loved Rey Mysterio.
Now,
I know, I've got to be careful, 40-second delay. I want to ask this question because I mentioned the WWE, and there's this interesting thing happening right now where obviously Brock, you know, he's done both and whatever, and then you've got Conor firing off at the mouth because Conor McGregor, and then you've got, like, as of this week, I saw Randy Orton kind of firing back, saying that he could, you know, he couldn't really do it, and he'd probably just get, you know, choked out in the first round, and they kind of mocked CM Punk a little bit because his fight was dreadful, but at least he got in there. What are your thoughts on all of this? Because, I mean, you live this every day. It's the real deal. And then you see, like, these entertainers kind of, not mocking, but almost making it out like this isn't as difficult as it seems.
They make it seem like it's not as difficult as it seems, but, right, like, there has to be, like, some point and just some, like, boundaries on it. Yeah. I can't walk onto the Denver Broncos football team and be like, hey, I'm decided to suit up and play with you guys today.
Yeah. Right. Right. Like, yeah. Right.
I'm athletic. I'm good enough. I know I can hit harder than you guys. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Like, well, you have to.
There's a lot of training. There's a lot of. Yeah.
So there's more that goes into it, like we do, than those high paid stuntmen.
Yeah.
Want to sit there and make sure that their skill sets can attribute to ours, but it's really not the same.
It's
like,
not the same.
I actually have to take the punch and know I have to be able to counter it. I don't have to wait for that and see a delay and be like, oh, that's a signal. Duck.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. That's a good comparison.
So when it comes to your training, I mean, you see these people, and they do, they're, as you said, they're highly paid stuntmen. You guys train. Talk a little bit about your training regimen. You got a fight coming up October 1st. I mean, you are in the thick of it. What does it look like a day with you, like on a training day?
Well, I just got done running this morning, and then I came here, and then I have to go do wrestling and another strength conditioning portion of it afterwards, and then do some mitts.
Okay.
Yesterday, I got done doing, I got kicked in the face, got taken down, got tickled, hit mitts, and then I teach class. So,
It never really stops for you. Really. No. It never stops. I mean, that's your job. It's like us, what we do in radio. You do what you do every single day.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things, the way I always like to look at what I do is those hobbyists that turned everything into a professional. Those guys who are sitting in their backyard, or actually the one little shed that they have, and they keep on designing every type of prototype they have. And they're like, one of these days it's going to make it. Well, I have to continue on developing my skills and being creative and trying to figure out new ways I can inflict pain. And then I'm like, oh, one of these is going to land.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, it's always good to talk to a professional in any sport, but when it comes to something like MMA, I think in recent years it's kind of turned a corner where people, I don't want to say they didn't take it seriously before, but before it was just like, this is Rome, this is the gladiators, what's the purpose? And it's just, they're beating the tar out of each other for no reason, but it's kind of become more respected where big picture people realize these are athletes, they're competing. Have you ever had any situations where it was more than just, this is a fight, I'm going in as a professional, where you go into the octagon thinking, I really want to hurt this person?
Yeah, when I fought Demetrius Johnson the second time.
Okay.
I was staring at him, I was like, I'm going to rip your soul out. I gave him that look, and I'm just staring at him, and was like, I think I hit the whole total Diego Sanchez thing.
Yes! Oh, Diego.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know what it is about Demetrius Johnson, but I just, he's not, I don't like him at all.
But it was just so funny because on television or on the pay-per-view, when you see him, he like wins and he's so kind. He's
just whenever. I don't like his personality. Mighty Mouse. It's just nothing I like about the guy. You know?
So sweet.
It's not that I don't like him. He's just not good for TV. And then people are sitting there. He's a champion of one of the best weight classes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the fastest, most technical weight class that everybody is supposed to be excited about. And because he's our champion, no one cares.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, ah. Oh.
That's what's frustrating about it. Move it up, he's a fighter. Class. He's the champion. You just don't really care about him that much, you know?
So since you're talking like that, Conor McGregor, arguably, I mean, he hasn't even done too much in the UFC, but arguably probably the most popular fighter in the world. Love him or hate him, everybody knows who Conor McGregor is now because of probably his mic skills, his antics, the things he does. Are you a fan of that?
I'm a fan of what he did because he shined a light on a weight class that everyone started looking over.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, 125, Demetrius Johnson, 135, you got Dominic Cruz coming back. He's going to definitely take out TJ Dillashaw. And then 155, you got Donald Cerrone. And you're like, wait, hold on. We just missed a weight class.
Yeah. And Jose Aldo's pretty, I mean, he's kind of.
Well, they can't. He just stayed low key. Like, you had a champion that didn't speak English, so it was hard to promote him. And then the other thing is, he got hurt.
Yeah.
He was like, you know what? I'll go ahead and fight later. When one of these guys makes a move out, let's go ahead and do something. And then he get does fight. He knocked out Chad Mendes, and you're like, all right, then we'll. Good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, because I know a lot of fighters don't necessarily enjoy what he does or enjoy his antics, but as somebody that grew up watching the WWE and now prefers UFC, he kind of brings both, and I love it. Yeah. I'm a fan. I really am. I love it. But
I like the how he sits there and talks and makes you want to watch him.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, if you can't just sit there and say it's on the WWE side, like, look at the fact that you got Mayweather.
Right.
He sits there and puts on a show and makes sure that everybody wants to watch him.
Yeah.
Watch him lose. And that's what the real thing is. They don't want to watch him win. They're like, he's going to win. Eh.
Yeah.
But he talks so much crap that you're like, oh, I'm going to watch this because I hope
he gets
fingers crossed.
Yeah.
That he gets beat and then doesn't. And you're like,
Yeah. So we're talking with John Dotson right now. He's hanging out with us. And so things have changed a little bit for you. I mean, you're a family guy now. You have kids.
Are you calling me Peter Griffin?
I'm not calling you Peter Griffin. So how much has it changed as far as, you know, the family life, you know, and being a fighter? I'm sure it inspires you more to work harder because, you know, you definitely have, you know, them to provide for. But talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's fun to make sure that I have great moral support. Chelsea's like sitting there always pushing me to go to the gym and work out harder.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I just want to sit down and chill, and she's like, hey, no, listen, if you want to win, you got to be a champion. You can still go out there and go do it. I'm like, oh, man.
Right.
I just want to lay down and go to sleep.
Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody the reason, you know, why? How did you meet Chelsea?
Oh, gosh.
Was it because of me? Or was
wow.
It, I mean,
you are a self-absorbed individual, man.
I know.
I mean, if I
always
was
about
if
it's all about
you didn't,
him.
It is. If you didn't come in, you would have never met.
He's like, I'm reuniting with Buck this weekend, and we're gonna blah 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 blah. And I'm like, come on, man, can we talk about John?
Doesn't he sound like the little like guy, like one of those guys that came out of high school, the high school jocks, like that all star athlete?
No!
Like, hey, you guys remember that one time I scored that touchdown?
Yeah,
we're living those
1998. 18 years later, that's still all I got.
Oh, man, no, it's a funny. It's a funny story because Chelsea used to work at iHeart, and she worked the front desk, and so that's how John met Chelsea.
Yeah, but it wasn't because of you.
Absolutely, it was.
It was the fact that, you know,
you had charm.
No, she didn't. She was confused and baffled why I walked into the studio every single day in PJs. I came in sweats.
He did.
Just for today.
He did. He wears onesies.
Oh,
he was great.
Man.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She just like, look at me, just walk. Uh-huh. And every single day, because it wouldn't be like I walk in the front. Nah, I would always walk in the back. Dex would let me in, come back in, and then I'll walk out the front. And she's like, how do you get in? I was like, I get in from the backside. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Incredible.
But why are you in PJs?
That's the way you are.
Nobody's going to see me on
on radio.
Yeah. Like, oh, good point.
We've asked the same thing of our HR department, and they don't.
They won't let us. They won't let us. Now, here's something, though, segging into what you guys are doing this weekend, the Healing Addicts. We talk about the idea of, like, this community, sadly, is hurting. There are a lot of addicts, and it takes so much to come out the other side, whether it is that, as you mentioned, having Chelsea and having that support system to keep you focused and motivated. Man, being a fighter, there's a lot of discipline that goes into that you have to, like, mentally, physically. It's exhausting. And then I can imagine I've had so many friends who are recovering addicts, and it does take very similar things. If you do not have a support system, if you do not have family or friends or just people who love you enough to be like, hey, we want to help you, we want to encourage you, we need to push you along so that you can in turn form those disciplines to say no to this substance that's destroying you, you will never break through. And so talk about you guys, I mean, doing something incredible on Sunday, trying to help the Albuquerque community, because, I mean, you're not just a dude fighting out of Albuquerque because Jackson's Gym is in Albuquerque and it's the greatest, you know, gym in the world. Like, this is your home, right?
That's where I was born and raised. I like to see it start striving. People consider us to be part of Mexico still.
Right,
it's so confusing
because
I'm like, man, New Mexico is in the 50 states. Like, no, it's not. You're just like, you know, below there. And
how
I'm
do
like,
you get through customs every time?
Pretty much.
You're like, come on, man.
Yeah. But it's good. It would be good to go ahead and support everybody and not only support, has seen the support of our community.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring John. John and I are going to be out at the El Rey Theater this Sunday from 3 to 6, and it's all to benefit Precious Gifts Foundation, which is a 501c3 nonprofit, and they operate the Precious Gifts Women's Transitional Living Program, and this is where they get these women who are, whether they're addicted to drugs, and they put them in a home and they take care of them. You know, they get them, you know, back on their feet, and they do some amazing things for the city. So that's why we're doing this, to benefit them. So you're going to be out there signing autographs with Jody Escobel, and Landon's going to be out there as well, right?
Yep.
Woo-hoo.
Dude, Landon, I'm excited for his next fight.
Me too.
That last fight, oh my gosh.
And the fun thing was, makes me laugh about it, is that Tony Ferguson's continuously telling everybody they kept on slipping shots. Mm-hmm. And Landon was sticking them with so many like hard, devastating punches that there's no way that you can deny the fact that it was a good fight, or the fact that Landon was holding his own against the number three lightweight in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, oh, snap.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about this, because our listening audience, the Starmie, you are a UFC fighter. You have fought for the championship. And sometimes things go your way. Sometimes they don't. We've seen when it goes to the judges, you don't always come out on top. And you had a phenomenal fight, arguably won said fight. But it didn't go your way. How do you in turn pick up, regroup, and just move forward? Was it something that took months, you know, days, months, weeks, or you're still like determined, or was it something that you just kind of went, all right, man, didn't go my way, moving on?
Nah, I have that same type of grief going in right now because it still hurts.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know I have to move forward and keep on changing that anger into motivation.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I'm going to sit there and dwell on it. It took a while for me to kind of be like, I can't believe that happened to me. And then it's like, it happened to me now. I need to go ahead and move forward.
Yeah.
How am I going to change that whole aspect?
Yeah.
Why did I lose?
Right.
Why did I let that happen? And I just And I took full responsibility for it.
Yeah.
As soon as I took responsibility for like my actions, like it made it easier for me to like to want to actually become better.
Man.
Not only that, to persevere and show that I can be the person I want to be, and then be the person that every fan wants me to be. Now I'm going to wait until I can get that belt around my waist and be like, I told y'all I could do it.
Maybe this is why I love the UFC so much, because you're like truly a walking analogy for life and for us as Christians, like our faith. So many times in our lives, we're going to get knocked down. And there are times where we're going to get choked out. We're going to get straight knocked out. And I have seen so many people fall to the wayside because they can't move past that. They dwell on what they did wrong so much so that they're not looking to that next step or the future, or they're stuck in denial, or they have so many outs to blame the ref, or to blame the officials who called it wrong, or to blame and never take that personal responsibility. And if you don't do that, you will never grow as a human being. So to hear and to see that you are able to not only just call it and say, you know what, I could have done this, I didn't do that, but to channel that in a way that gives you focus and drives you forward to attain that, to become the champ. I can't wait, man, because I truly believe someday it will happen.
Mm-hmm. Sure, me too. I know it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I believe it, man. It'll be amazing.
And that's the thing with John, is that even when he gets knocked down, his attitude is, it's beautiful.
So he gets knocked down, but he gets up again.
He gets up again.
Never going to keep him down.
Yeah, nobody can keep him down.
My favorite fact about John that I learned this morning, because I'm new to all of this, is that he likes Moon Knight, which is one of my favorite comics.
Yep.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
So I was very excited.
I was actually excited when you sat there and said you like Moon Knight, because every time I say anything, they're like, yeah, I'm a big Marvel fan. Moon Knight? Who
is that? Yeah, I was like, Moon Knight.
Don't you talk to me, you liar.
Yeah. See, growing up, my favorite comic book character? Cable.
And it's like, no one, you know, except this guy.
Yep.
That's when I knew we were going to be best friends for
life. I totally forgot you were just like these two. Oh, you dude, love comic books. Are, so you guys you go need, to town. Oh. You go to town. I'll just step back. And, yeah.
We both still have boxes at Astro Zombies. Like, we still get comics every week.
Yep. See, I got my comics all posted up, and then, like, for our son on Threats, I'm like, hey, let's start reading. She's like, what are you going to read to him? A bedtime story. All right, this is the Dark Avengers. Yeah.
That's funny. That's awesome.
He's like, what?
Incredible.
Oh, my bad. We'll go back.
Okay, we got to go back invasion. To... right. Yeah, I was going to say, we got to go back to the Secret Invasion
That's
first.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh. There we go. She's like, what are you reading? Well, nothing, babe. Nothing. He's looking at pictures.
Oh, man, incredible. Yeah, my boys, Jack's 12, Luke's 10 now, and they both have little stacks by the bed of just their own comics. I'm like, you got to take care of these. Bag and board everything. Here we go. That's good, man. I love it.
That's how I have everything. I was like, doo, 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 doo.
Yep.
And that made me mad because, like, I left the box that has all my comics on the floor, and here comes Delilah.
No.
Like, ah! And I was like, ah, no!
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Straight up, like, super, like, just geeked out. No, don't put that down. Put that down, please.
It's so hard,
for,
man.
I'm, like, begging for my life
right?
for a comic.
Yeah.
You don't know how long I waited
you
to get that
know.
One.
That's great.
We're talking with UFC fighter John Dodson. What was the last Marvel movie you watched? Did you watch the Civil War?
I did watch Civil War. It was very long.
Oh,
dude!
I got it yesterday.
I bought it on iTunes. I've watched it 3 times.
He has. He's seen it so many times.
I liked the Civil War, and I was like, yeah, you guys could have done this a little different. Just go on to the next part, next phase of the Civil War. Just start splitting everybody up, having contracts. So they're like, oh well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Yeah.
Just put in more characters and be easier. Throw the X-Men in this right now.
You like? Did you like Suicide Squad?
I like Suicide Squad. There's a lot of people out there going, oh, I hate it.
I loved it.
I thought it was good. It was like a good start of a hero saga.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, they're all villains. Yeah, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the redemption story. That's it. Like, they were bad people who were trying to do something good, you know? Mm-hmm. And even not for the right purposes, but how many times have we done something good, but it was for selfish intent or gain or whatever?
All the time.
I mean, that's us as humans. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's biblical. We suck a lot. And yet somehow through grace, through what God just is able to take that and use it. And I thought it was a fantastic story, but I thought the villain was a little one-dimensional, but
I thought it was a fantastic story when it was the animated movie Batman Assault on Arkham.
Oh,
which was, that's good. Legit.
Yeah.
And if that would have been the Suicide Squad movie, I would have been all about it.
Yeah.
Because that was a great story.
Yeah, but then I don't know who they would have got to play as the Riddler, though.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, Steve-O hasn't seen it yet, so you don't even know.
I know. I have
it. It's such a good...
I have a 10 and 12-year-old and then a little 3-year-old, all dudes, and that's the one that it's like, hey, man, you can't watch that.
Yeah, I was like, your kids probably shouldn't watch, because there's a couple scenes.
So it's like, I'm going to watch a Batman cartoon without my kids? It's hard. So it's like, all right, we'll just watch Winter Soldier again.
What, are you saying that you didn't watch Gods and Monsters?
I didn't see that.
I haven't seen.
You haven't seen that one.
I haven't seen that one.
Was that Justice League versus?
That's the Justice League version that where they had when they went to the B-52 ones where they're sitting there changing up the stylistics of other character now. Batman's no longer Bruce Wayne. He's the scientist that became actual Batman.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
It's like a different reality thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen
it's
it.
Pretty. So since like how Marvel's kind of switching up all their characters from being. Well, now we got a Black Spider-Man.
Right, right. Yeah. Which, by the way, somebody said, tell Donald Glover that they love his new show, Atlanta, on the Live Line. That's Starman member.
Whoa, whoa. Yes.
We'll give
he's
going to
be Miles Morales?
Well, I mean...
I think he's going to be the Prowler.
That's what I think, too. I think he's going to be the Prowler, because he's in the new Spider-Man film.
Dex, how lost are you right now?
Well, I'm a little lost.
This is how I feel when you guys get into your UFC stuff. I'm just
sitting
here going,
okay.
About.
Yeah, this another world.
But you know Connor.
But I can connect to UFC
now. Now you can. Yeah. This is. You know what's hilarious is the first time I met him was how I connected to the UFC because I didn't know anything about it. And we were filming with him and Rashad, and Rashad's prepping for his fight. And I'm like, this is going to be amazing. That was my very first UFC experience. My first UFC fight, and I saw this guy that I had just hung out with who was really nice get knocked out, and it was like, I'm never watching again.
Never watching.
And I'm now a huge fan.
I think it's cool because I really feel like UFC has It's like wrestling, what wrestling was trying to be in the 80s, but then UFC was like, oh, but this is the actual, this is the real thing.
Yeah.
So now I feel like wrestling in general is trying to catch up, and that's why when I watch wrestling, it's like, oh, this is fun, but it was better when I was a kid.
Well, of course it was.
You know, but it's because now we have the actual real thing.
Yeah.
That's so popular and getting more and more legitimate. Like you said earlier, like it's becoming a legit sport up there with the NFL and the MLB and all that stuff.
Just wait till we get those TLC matches.
Oh, yeah. When that happens and you're fighting for the championship, can I please be one of the 73 people that walk out to the ring with you? Like, every time I'm like, man, look at that posse. That is just, I'm gonna do that someday. I just want to be just that dude that's like, yeah, I don't even know what to say. I'm gonna kiss you on the cheek, man. Yeah, hugs. Woo, you got this. And there's 73 people. It takes 10 minutes to get inside the octagon because they're like hugging all their friends. They're like, Mom, I love you. Pookie, give me some hugs.
Okay, Steve-o.
I don't know, man.
I love the fact that he makes it seem like Mayweather coming down with Lion and like tires
Justin
and Lil
Bieber.
Wayne. Yeah, Justin Bieber walking behind me, Lil Wayne in front of me singing a song, rapping my way in like this.
I'm just telling you.
Here's what you don't understand, Steve-o, is all those people that he walks out with, they're the ones responsible for, you know, his magic. Yeah. You know, they're there every day with him, you know?
I mean, I feel like God has blessed him with abilities, so, but God walks down with you. He's always walking.
Yeah, you know what?
When you're walking to the octagon, normally you see two sets of footprints, but sometimes when you see one, that's when he carried you to the ring.
Definitely don't
need
us.
That's when he carried me out. Are you saying I'm getting knocked out?
That's what he said. You should probably give him a leg kick too.
You leg kick me?
Why?
Don't you leg? Because you love me.
I love Dax and I leg kick too.
That's true.
Yeah, they're love taps.
Go
ahead and give him a love tap.
I have fragile legs. Look at these tiny legs.
I'm afraid I might break.
You probably would. You probably would.
You know, give these two encouragement. They've been going to the gym with me.
That's true. CrossFit. And
straight up.
It's
they've
horrible.
Been going with me, and they're doing a great job. We're
I
going
saw those
today.
White things come in. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Like white things. Those are hands.
Yeah.
Come into my presence, son.
The last time the funny thing is, the last time I threw up at the gym was when we filmed the UFC thing at Jackson's.
Oh, man.
So he's telling you you can't make him throw up at the gym.
Oh, no. Happen. Don't you do it. Oh, it was bad, and I just went for
I'm
it.
I'm not a coach. I'm just
so
there.
Bad.
I'm working out also.
Yeah, but you're working out. But when you got your buddies, you feel like you have to coach them and inspire them to go forward.
That's very true.
That's true.
How's the new Jackson's Wink gym? I haven't been down there yet.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You need to go there someday. Like, honestly, the great people are there are just, like, amazing. I just want to sit there and hug everybody all the time and make sure that's a family-friendly zone. Like, even if you're just, like, a new up-and-coming fighter, they sit there and encourage you guys to develop well and just become.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
We have a bunch of professionals coming down. Oh, we got Luis Palomino. Palomino's down.
No way.
Yeah, from World Series of Fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
He came down. He's like, and he... This dude's a 155er, always coming in like big and just yoked. I'm like, oh, wow, this dude's huge. And he's like, yeah, fight at 35. I was like, no, you're not. Oh. I was like, you are not cutting 20 more pounds to fight me. And he's like, well, I'm not going to fight you. I was like, I know you ain't going to fight me, but if a 35er is going to be looking like you.
Yeah.
I'm in a world of trouble. All right, I got Steve Garcia, who's like 6 foot tall. And I'm going to do with a monster who's about like 5'7", 5'8". I'm like, come on.
Man.
My arms can only go so far.
I hear you. John Dotson's fighting John Lineker October 1st in Portland. And who else is on the card? Any other Jackson's fighters? I saw Nate Marquardt is on that card, right?
Oh, is he? I didn't know.
I think so. I saw the promo for it.
I love how you don't even know. You're like, how many knockouts do I have? I don't know. Who's fighting on the card? I don't know. Like, know you just
sounds,
do you.
I know this sounds really bad, but all the fights kind of just get... smashed together because there's even a fight card this weekend and they're like, hey, are you watching the card this weekend? I was like, what are you talking about?
There's a card?
Yeah, they're like, Brunson's fighting. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll watch him. Else is on the card? I was like, I don't know.
Do you like that it's so saturated now? I mean, there's so many fighters.
I do because it gives everybody a chance to be a star.
Yeah.
Mm. And it's not like, oh, well.
See, I would think the opposite.
Well, you want to be glory hogging?
That's what he wants.
Man.
Dex wants
I mean,
you
look, your picture's so already all over it. UFC Fight Night, Saturday, October 1st. It's free. You're the main event. Look at you.
That's awesome.
Main event.
Well, that's just, it's happening because hey, the sport is going legitimate. Mm-hmm. So, like, so many people are starting to, I want to do that.
Sergio Pettis is fighting on that card.
It's like when you introduce a new hero into a movie, all the kids want to get that Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Brazilian Cowboys you know fighting on that
character's
card.
Character's getting popular.
It just seemed like back in the day, you know, but 6, 7, 8 years ago with the UFC, when it was Keith Jardine, when he knocked out Chuck Liddell, you know, and Rashad and all those guys, it just seemed like the UFC, it was just every other month or every month there was one pay-per-view and it was like that's what you lived for and you couldn't wait for that pay-per-view and there wasn't that many fighters
though you couldn't do that once a month
so now you got that one pay-per-view that you want to see so desperately but you give all these other fighters a chance to go ahead and build up that perfect story mode so they're sitting there going on you're on that the Fight Pass series, you're like, trying to build up. Oh, now you get to go onto a Fox card, or actually a Fox Sports 1 card. They're like, I'm going to be on network TV.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, now you're going to be fighting on just Fox. Wait, Fox by itself? Everybody can see me? And they're like, wait, hold on, you did it awesome there. Now you, this is your chance. Can you headline your own pay-per-view? I pee myself. And they're like, yes.
Yes, I can. Of course I can.
I won't do that again.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, I will do this.
All right. So John Dotson's here, and
so great.
He's going to be hanging out with Buck and I at the El Rey Theater Sunday.
Hanging out with Buck.
Okay. You know what? Hey, you guys can do your thing up on stage, and I'll just go out in the crowd and watch you guys. I'm fine with that.
So when I go like crowd surfing, are you going to catch me?
Yes. Yes. You know what?
That's a lie.
I've been working out, man.
He's been working. I hate partnering up with him because I have like these tiny little legs. And so it's like, we're doing squats. And he's like, oh, 265. And I'm like, I can do 80. I can do 80.
How much can you squat?
I don't know.
What's your max?
Oh, my gosh. Did you just pull that?
I want to know.
Did you really just do that?
What can you bench?
I hate people like you.
What's your bench?
What's your bench, bro?
I bench you. Plus your house.
There you go. Gosh.
Your mansion.
Will you leg kick him just one more time because of that stupid question?
You're next.
You just became that guy I hate at the gym.
Really stupid question. I want to walk out with John Dotson.
Was that stupid? I want to be
dumb.
Your friend.
It was dumb.
I want to hang out.
Hey, John,
I want to go out
I'm
to the,
sorry.
Come on.
Friends don't get to walk
I
out
I want to be part of the posse. Why not? We see Ricky do it all the time. It's like, what do you really do, Ricky?
You and I
You're not even listening to music on those earbuds. You are a liar.
We can hang. Don't worry about them.
Ricky's his agent, okay? Ricky is, one time is when he walked out with you?
Yeah.
One time.
He walked out with you, and how much money did he get for that? What percentage? I don't want any money. I just want to hang out with you.
Get out of here. Let me give you the details. We've got to go. We have to go to break. But it's at the El Rey Theater this Sunday. John Dotts will be there. Jody Escobar will be there.
Landa Vanetta.
Yeah, Landa Vanetta. And they'll be signing autographs. Chris Dracup and friends. There's a silent auction.
We posted all the details on Facebook.
Yeah, all to benefit Precious Gifts Foundation. Buck and Dex are back.
For one night only.
One night
Because then Monday morning we're broadcasting at Rebel Donuts.
That's so right. You should come
back to the norm.
I got a fight coming. You told me.
I know. Gosh. Leg kick him. Yeah! That made my day. That was the best thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Ow!
Oh, praise you, Lord,
John.
For all you do.
It's pretty good.
I love you.
I had to make sure I didn't hit your phone.
I love you. Thanks for coming in.
You broke his phone. His phone's gone.
He broke it. Thanks a lot,
it's
buddy.
It's on the other side.
Okay.
I hope.
Right.
I think you broke it through the other leg. It's incredible.
Okay. Goodbye, John. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, no problem.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Stormy. Hello.
Oh, hey. Hi.
We're live.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Is this thing on? Hello.
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 It is 9/11.
High today of 82 degrees.
Well, let's check them roads out there.
Yeah, we better do it. Traffic. Let it die for a minute.
I'll die.
It looks like that big accident that was at I-40 and I-25 has been cleared, and everything is moving around well and swimmingly and good and glorious. Mm. Just great. Traffic's fine.
That's traffic.
585 Live. Feel free to shoot us a text. Love hearing from you guys. It's a Friday. Big weekend. Monday, don't forget, we'll be out at Rebel Donut. northeast location. It's over on Manal in Wyoming.
I believe it's pronounced Donut.
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 And we're teaming up with Make-A-Wish and Dave & Buster's, and we have Star 88 Donuts, coffee, and when you donate to Make-A-Wish, you're going to get yourself a Star 88 Donut and some coffee.
There you go. And Dave & Buster's prize wheel is going to be out there, just free spinning for whatever they're given. It's going to be good.
It's going to be great. We're getting out of the studio, guys.
I know, man. I'm so excited.
Dex is, too. Gosh. Dex loves
little
not
anxiety.
Doing the show.
We don't get
anxiety.
Out enough. We don't get to talk to people, as evidenced by anybody watching the live or the webcam, because John literally just left.
Yeah,
so we're like talking. All of a sudden, it was like talking comic books. Now we're talking anime. Now we're talking.
Yeah, I totally spaced that. He is just like you two,
dude.
He just
Teo,
loves
we got
comics.
Deep into comic talk.
I'm glad I didn't. Oh. I'm glad I missed the anime thing because I'd check out on that.
Yeah, you would have. It was good.
Yeah, if you missed John Dotson, he hung out with us in the 8 o'clock hour, and he's got a fight in the UFC coming up October 1st in Portland against John Lineker.
UFC fight night. That's great that he's. It's the 5-round main event. Mm-hmm. It won't go 5, according to John.
It won't. It'll be over really fast.
Yeah, these guys both throw heavy, heavy hands, man. Like,
yeah, that's gonna be one of. It's gonna be such a great
exciting.
Fight. They're
yeah.
so fun to watch. Those lightweight guys. And who else did you say was on there?
Man, there's a lot. Little Pettis, Sergio Pettis, is fighting on that card. We also got Alex Oliveira, mm-hmm. Brazilian cowboy. I respect that dude after he fought Cerrone.
Yeah.
That was a good fight. And then of course, you mentioned Nate Marquard is on that card as well.
Nate's he's a nice guy. I love that guy.
So, you great. Know, it's going to be good.
It'll be great.
I really like John.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Seriously.
He's a good dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like him.
Really good dude.
My favorite part is this. I had a chance to meet him and hang out with him long before he was even in the UFC. Then he does Ultimate Fighter, wins it, and is now like he's main event for UFC Fight Night, doing these incredible things, and he is literally the exact same dude met like 10 years
That's
ago.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I like that.
He's an awesome guy. So this whole like quote fame thing has not done anything to change who he is as a human. Like, he's a good dude.
It is so weird how that fame can just change somebody.
Yeah, because you know? Sadly we have those stories where we had friends that either their band blew up or something happened and they're just huge and it was like, and you never heard from them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, not John Dotson. You know, and he's a big deal. You know,
he is
a big deal.
I can't wait, man. He's fighting John Hands of Stone,
John Cena
Lineker. Oh. He's not fighting John Cena. Yeah.
Coming up here, 9:45. We'll talk to Mike from Big Daddy Weave.
Man, it is guest central up in here. Before we begin, I want to throw it back to the first hour. Maybe mm-hmm. play a clip of my boy Steve-O. Singing a song from high school, you might remember.
I hate this.
Classic
so much.
Richard Marx hit. Right here waiting for you.
Wherever you go, whatever you
Steve-O, it's like you're channeling the tones of the angels.
I hate you so much.
Beautiful.
He has the voice of an angel.
I will be right here.
You're ruining the song.
You've gotten a little better.
A little better.
All right, we got another clip here because your boy
Trump. Can't you see it, baby?
Yeah, your boy Trump talked to Dr. Oz. Says he feels like he's the same age as none other than Tom Brady.
When you look into the mirror, how old is the person you're looking at? What do you see?
I would say I see a person that's 35 years old. No, I mean, I feel the same.
Okay.
Steve-O, you're 40.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, I hate you guys.
How do you feel now that Trump says he's younger than you?
Hey, in a couple years when I actually turn 40, are you guys going to do a big thing for me? Like
yes.
A big? Okay. Because that's a big deal.
That'll be the best party of the century.
It's a black balloon party, man.
Can we all just Baby's hold hands and watch This Is 40, the Judd Apatow film, and be like, this is what
we'll put on a sad mix.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking Chrissy's favorite bands, Matchbox 20.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Goo Goo Dolls.
She's going to kill
like,
you.
Like, all of it. Smoking heaters.
I still don't know how that happened that I married somebody that's not into the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, that's weird.
I love that band. Okay.
I can't believe that we're so close to 40, Steve-O. It's ridiculous.
Mm. We are. Yes.
One of my good friends, Eric, he turned 40 yesterday, and I wanted to throw up because it just seems like yesterday we were in our 20s.
That was yesterday.
Smoking heaters.
No, I never did that.
No smoking heaters.
Nope.
So check this out. Do you guys realize
that? Bye, Dawn!
She out.
Yeah, she's got to go. Bye!
Dawn came by.
She's got a show. That old Firefly band, man.
She's busy. Oh, man. So, is it weird knowing that I'm closer to 30 and you guys are closer to 40?
We're closer to 40 than you are to 30. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm closer to 30.
No.
Because you're 39.
I am not 39.
Basically, you are.
Gosh.
And Dex is 37.
You know who you guys are? I was watching this show with, what is it called? Better Late Than Never?
Yeah.
It's like George Foreman.
So
and
good.
It's like Henry Winkler. And it's all these like old dudes hanging out. And it's William Shatner. And like Terry Bradshaw and all these other really old dudes are constantly just making fun of William Shatner for being old.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, guys.
They're all
like relatively. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm still in my 30s.
Yeah.
So young am 30s. I.
Well, close.
Gosh.
I mean, by a scotch, you are. According to the facts, you are. But according to all of my exaggerations, you're definitely 40-something. We have a story. Who is Nina?
You'll know as soon as I click on this.
All right, Nina is finally touring the U.S. and A. Have they never toured?
Well, she's not going to be singing that version. She'll be singing...
Did she learn English?
She did.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, she's never toured the United States. That's pretty
weird.
Cool.
That's awesome.
That is weird.
Just proud of her. Real proud. I found this story the other day. I'm happy to talk about it, finally. I was hoping we'd get to it yesterday, and we never did.
Mm.
A teen gal has made an app called Sit With Us. It helps students find lunch buddies.
Yes.
I love
We've been talking a lot about this. We've been encouraging our younger listeners.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of younger listeners, man, it is guest day. Get on in here.
You're our lunch buddy.
Hey, lunch buddy.
We were just talking about lunch buddies. Last night, him and I had a dinner date.
Oh, we did.
We did.
One of us showed up in your driveway and made a phone call.
He called. Oh, you were in my driveway?
Yeah.
Okay.
What time was
did
it?
Did you know? Were all the lights out?
It's late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was everybody Okay, here's what happened. Okay, look at this phone of mine. Because he calls yesterday and he goes, hey,
so
I can't
cute.
Even
this
do it.
This is Steven, by the way, everybody.
Yeah. Hi, Steven.
It's a cute
Steven Christian, formerly of Amberlin, currently of,
seven.
We don't know. He calls and he's like, dude, Thursday night football, no family. And I'm like, let's party like it's Thursday. And so he's like, but I'm going to be late. And I'm like, that's okay. I got baseball till like 8:15-ish. So 8:30-ish, cool, man, football. So then at 8:59 p.m., I text.
Boom, boom. Okay.
Yeah. You heading over?
What happened?
I need the cricket sound effect.
Sorry. Here, let me give it to you.
Yeah. 9:23.
Okay.
Hey, man, game is down to the 2-minute warning.
There it is.
Thinking about going to bed.
Oh, I didn't get that text.
Are you serious?
Oh. No, I can show you.
Huh. That's
it's
weird.
Right here.
He doesn't
guys?
Have, he doesn't have the iPhone 7. That's
and
why.
Then at God, 9:33, I texted him from bed saying, hoping you're alive, because he never got back to me, and I crashed.
Gosh.
And then at 9:46, 13 minutes after, I texted him from bed as I hit the pillows, on my way. Too late?
Oh, let's do this! Yeah, you're like, let's do this!
I'm partying like I got no kids!
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, get it!
Dance. Except I got that this morning when I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning because I was already asleep.
That's
so I'm just thinking that Steve-O's just like hanging out or something. So I drive over there and sit in his driveway and make a phone call and
oh,
no
gosh.
One answers.
Which, that's hilarious. No small feat. But if you put it on Do Not Disturb, you have to call me twice. So if it's after a certain time...
Oh, I didn't know that.
You got to call me twice.
I didn't know you
Because the first time it doesn't ring through... Well, yeah, dude, I only sleep like 6 hours, and here's what happens.
Boring.
James Mead is... You have friends and bands that live in other states. James Mead, and you have to... Put it on Do Not Disturb because at like 1 a.m. when they're done with their show in Kentucky, they're like, oh man, just watch Stranger Things, man. Hope you're doing well. And I'm like, I've been asleep for 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you got kids, man. That's where you went
that's
wrong.
Tough.
It is.
That's real no tough.
Sorry you didn't get to hang
Speaking
out.
Speaking of real tough, my kids cried themselves to sleep because I said, Steven's coming over and we're all going to hang out.
Steven, to make it up to Steve over there, you could poke the bear with us today.
Mm-hmm. I can't. I can't poke bears.
Yeah, and I don't think I am because I have that thing at 11.
I would love to, but my abs still hurt. And
there's
that was
a lot
Monday.
Of disappointment.
Oh, they say, if you're sore, you just have to jump back in.
Sore, you do more.
Yeah,
exactly.
No, I have a Two Right Love event tonight with
Jamie
Twerkowski.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, he's going to be in town.
What?
So it's going to be at some bookstore, which I don't know where.
Some books.
Okay.
So I'll give you more information. I'm not here to like...
Well, you can post it on Facebook or something.
I'll do that. But yeah, it's going to be a cool event, so I'm going to go and host it.
They started in Florida, right?
They did. Melbourne. We were friends back then. He kind of befriended me because I was dating the girl he was in love with.
Mm. Whoa.
So, and then we became friends because we both realized she's just not worth it.
Wow.
But yeah, after that...
And then you wrote cool. Daylight Friend about him.
Okay.
That's cool, man.
Hey,
it doesn't even make
Stephen Christian, what do you want to hang out with UFC fighters on Sunday afternoon?
I do.
Yeah?
I love how you call him Stephen Christian. Hey, Stephen Christian.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, you know what's crazy? He was there. John Dotson was there when we were hanging out watching UFC fights.
Yeah, John Jones was there.
I love that,
John
dude.
John Jones. Dotson. Who else was there? A bunch of people. Forrest Whitaker, right?
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. Man, fresh off the set of Rogue
Jesse
One.
Was there.
Man, Jesse was there.
Jesse.
What about Calvin?
Hobbs didn't show up, but Calvin was there.
No, Stephen, do you think you could do me a favor and at 9:45 take my place to interview Mike from Big Daddy Weave? Will you do that?
Tonight you have to go
at 9:45 a.m. Yeah, on the show.
He wants to go.
No.
I really have to use the restroom, and we've been just on the air forever.
Oh, I gotta go. Hey, listen, but can I push this event?
Yeah.
Is that cool? It's it's Jamie Twerkowski of Two Right Love on Her Arms and on Your Arm, sorry. It's the expanded book tour. So it'll be at Bookworks tonight at 6 p.m.
Cool.
You can't
be
say
fun.
That.
I can't say that.
You just said it.
Man, I'm sorry. See, sorry. I played the. They can't see. Oh, and also, I'd like to plug my weekend show.
Dude,
when does that start?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Hold dude, on. How exciting is it?
Yep,
this is real life. This is my favorite part because it was like, we need a DJ to be here on the weekends, and Teo's already doing something. And so, who's already here because he does worship every weekend here on campus and loves radio? Oh, wait! That's you.
Yeah.
Tam.
Tam.
Not Tam.
To give you a little preview of my show.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, it's pretty great, man. I announced on one of the spots that I'm the number one syndicated show in the country, exclusively for Albuquerque.
Wow. Okay.
See how I did that?
And that's great.
That's good.
I think my favorite plug was like, probably segment two or three where I begin my rivalry with you guys where I announced that I'm the number one show. I'm sorry.
Dude.
Voted by the fans.
First of all, our fans are called the Starmy.
I understand.
You can
listen to
you
it.
You called him Starmy?
Yeah. Is this like a shout out show? Is this a call and request show?
No, it's just a whatever I feel like show.
Well, the best part is
that right? Can I do that? I don't know.
That was when we were recording all that stuff for you. That was just an air check to see if you had cut it. And this weekend, you don't.
I'm not on.
I think I have some of that demo. Hold on.
Oh, well.
You start next week.
I start next week?
No, don't do this to me. This is Steve-O in high school.
1996, La Cueva High School. He was late for class, and his teacher, as a punishment, made him sing karaoke in front of the class. Look at all the students and how embarrassed they are.
They're so funny. That girl with her head down's name is Barbara. It was a girl he was courting.
It was a girl I was dating.
That's Steve-O back in 1996.
Yeah. We're in the bridge room.
That is beautiful. Be right here.
thank you.
Bob Dylan just showed up.
Hey, I got to tell you real quick. I got to tell you a story
about Steve going crazy.
I think it's over.
Wherever you
it wasn't.
Go.
Oh, I guess it was.
So, Joe, the coach you met at Bear Canyon on Monday.
Yeah.
Joe Hawk.
Joe, we came in on Tuesday and he was like, guys, look at check out the music. He had played up or queued up the Thrice playlist.
Yeah.
And I was like, you should go with us to Thrice. They're coming in October, you know, and blah, we're talking, talking. And then he was like, I love music like this, man. Like Thrice and blah, 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 like Amberlin and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, did you meet Steven yesterday?
Oh, no.
And he was like, what? And I said, the guy that came with us, Steven, he used to sing for Amberlin.
He didn't know that was
and Joe blushed. His whole big Joe, you mighty
are,
Joe.
You no. are embarrassing Joe Hawk, and I am. Man. I feel sorry for you.
Whatever. He went, wait.
He really did.
Wait, what? And I said, that was Steven from Amberlin.
He lost
and he was
his
like,
mind.
Oh.
Lost his mind.
And then he was like, I'm glad I didn't know.
Yeah.
I would have taken it easy on him. Dude.
That's good.
Awesome.
It was cool. That's good. He's going to with us to Thrice, too. That's the plan.
That's great.
That is good.
Hey, Dex, I'm hanging out with you Sunday.
Sunday, just let's do plans. This.
We got we got everything posted on our Facebook page, and Monday morning you're hanging out with us because you care about children, and we're doing something very
Rebel
important.
Oh, the Rebel Donuts.
For Rebel Donut, Make-A-Wish Foundation. You'll be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you're going to hang out with us on YouTube on Thursday. Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay, guys. I don't know.
Love you.
All exploitation of friendships.
Might as well. Okay.
Might as well.
That can be in the song.
That's the jingle.
Might as well.
That's the jingle.
ESPN. Right. Okay. Got it.
Okay, guys. Love, love you all it. Three.
Love you too, buddy. All
right. Bye.
Love
bye.
You.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump is out with a new series of attacks on the Obama administration's approach to growing jobs and trade since the Great Recession. In a speech to the Economic Club of New York, the Republican presidential nominee argued that the administration faltered in its oversight of different sectors and failed to implement policies that would keep U.S. companies from outsourcing more jobs.
We're going to keep America out of Trans-Pacific Partnership unless we can do something that's phenomenal, and I'm not seeing it right now, I can tell you that.
Hillary Clinton returned to her campaign schedule after taking a few days off.
I recently had a cough that turned out to be pneumonia.
President Obama says it'll take shared sacrifice to save the oceans.
We don't see the effects of climate change every single day with our own eyes. We just see this great big ocean. We assume that it's too big to be wrecked.
Speaking at an ocean summit after earlier designating a new marine monument.
A software glitch is prompting Hyundai to recall more than 40,000 small SUVs in the United States.
Authorities in Columbus, Ohio are asking people to stay calm after officers shot and killed a 13-year-old boy who they say was armed with a BB gun.
The latest snapshot of factory production in the U.S. reveals a decline. The Federal Reserve says production dropped 0.4%.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We got a high today, 83. Let's take a look at traffic. See here. Way out on the east side. Nope, it's just road construction. No accidents to report. Dex,
beautiful.
Proud of it. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com. Or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Coming up here at 9:45, Mike from Big Daddy Weave will be joining us on the phone. And then we're going to get out of here because it's Friday.
Rocking on Chicago
it's
style.
It's Friday.
Hey, man. Sweet B.
Sweet B, man.
Sweet B, man.
Sweet B. So Steve was gone, so let's just get back in.
I'd love to just dive back in.
So this morning, Steve starts telling us a story about what did he say what grade he was in? He was in high school.
I thought he said he was a senior, but he could have not been. It could have been a junior. I don't know. I don't know when he graduated. What, like 79 or something?
Well, I don't think he graduated.
Yeah. Good point.
So he was at La Cueva, and he was late for class. And so as a punishment, the teacher would make, if you were late for class, she would make the students sing karaoke in front of the class. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, that teacher sent us the audio of Steve-O singing Richard Marx right here waiting for you in class. This is from 1996. The class is so embarrassed. So funny.
Take it for granted.
He did.
And he probably took the fact that the teacher still lives here for granted too, because she totally sent us that story.
She did.
It the best thing about a joke is when you go in for the long con,
mm-hmm.
and then it comes to fruition, you're like, satisfying.
Satisfying.
So satisfied.
Hi guys.
Hi.
Oh.
We were just talking about this event that I'm doing on Sunday.
Beautiful event, beautiful.
Yeah?
All benefits, Precious Gifts Foundation.
Oh.
Which is a 501c nonprofit, and they help women that have been incarcerated. You know, these women that have been addicted to drugs. They put them in a home with a house manager, and they try to get them back on their feet. They give them counseling,
beautiful,
medical insurance, food assistance, 12-step programs, education.
Amazing.
So they provide a home free of alcohol and drugs. The assistance in finding a job. So that's what it's all about right there. That's exactly what we've been talking
man,
about.
Man, that's Sweet B right there. Sweet B.
Sweet B, man.
Sweet B.
You know, and, you know, this amazing organization is doing their part, and you can do your part as well by donating to these organizations, by sharing the information on your social network pages. Maybe it's you're going to volunteer to help out at one of these things, you know. It's amazing. Buck and I are getting back together for an afternoon from 3 to 6 on Sunday at the El Rey to benefit Precious Gifts Foundation. There's going to be UFC fighters out, Chris Drake up and friends, so music and silent auction. It's at the El Rey Theater, so you should come and join us. Be cool. Teo and Steve will be there. Steve and Christian will be there. He's going to be the main event.
A lot of information has been said in that last sentence, and I can't confirm all of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I want to get back to my story about the girl that made the app.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because this is great. Can you play that good news stuff? Because I feel like this is good news.
That's what we're talking about too, Teo. This is exactly what we're talking about. She's making a difference.
Mm-hmm. Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
Guys, look at me bouncing on this chair.
Steve-O, look. This is awesome.
I love it.
I never knew.
Okay, so there's this gal, and it's a new app that she made called Sit With Us. We've been talking lately about how kids that listen to The Morning Invasion can make a difference in their school. Maybe not if they're homeschooled. It's just awkward anyway.
Okay.
But if you go to a normal, regular person school, you can make a difference there. This student takes that next level. She made an app called Sit With Us. It helps students who have difficulty finding a place to sit locate a welcoming group in the lunchroom.
That's I'm downloading the app right now, guys.
The app allows different students to designate themselves as ambassadors, thereby inviting others to join them. Ambassadors can then post open lunch events, which signal to anyone seeking company that they're invited to join the ambassador's table. It looks really good, too. Natalie Hampton, a 16-year-old from Sherman Oaks, California, is the designer of Sit With Us. It launched on September 9th, just a week ago. She was inspired to create it after she ate alone her entire 7th grade year.
Oh my gosh!
She ate lunch alone. The situation left her feeling vulnerable and made her a target for bullying. Now she's a junior, she's attending a different school, and she is thriving socially. Yet the memory of sitting alone and being bullied still haunts her, especially wow. since she knows her experience is not an isolated one by any means.
Yeah.
She told NPR, their program All Things Considered, that the reason why she felt an app like this was necessary is because it prevents kids from being publicly rejected and being considered social outcasts by their peers. This way it's a very private thing. It's through the phone and no one has to know. That's from Natalie herself. She says, and you know that you're not going to be rejected once you get to the table. She might be onto something even more, especially since she's asking fellow students to take a stand against bullying. When students, especially the, quote, cool kids, stand up to bullying, it has a significant impact, according to a study conducted by Princeton, Rutgers, and Yale University. During the 2012-2013 school year, over 50 New Jersey middle schools provided their most socially competent students with social media tools and encouragement to combat bullying and saw a reduction in student conflict reports by 30%. Pretty fascinating.
That's really cool, man.
She's getting tons of positive feedback since launching the app. She says, people are already posting open lunches at my school, so I'm very excited that things are already kicking off with a great start.
I just downloaded Lunch Buddy, the app, and I already have a Lunch Buddy.
It's called Sit With Us.
Okay.
What app did you download?
I don't know. Where did I download?
That's Snapchat, Dex.
Okay. No. That's not...
Oh, gosh. I think I just set a date.
Did you? That's Tinder, man.
No.
You can't.
Dude, that's the Christian. That's farmers only.
Oh, my God.
You're not even a farmer.
No.
Farmers only, dog.
I booked
you
a lunch at 12:30.
You don't have to be lonely at DexyOnly.com.
I just wanted a lunch buddy.
Oh, Dexy.
I think what that girl's doing is awesome.
I do, too. It's incredible.
So maybe if you're a kid out there and you're listening, you're not in school, what are you doing? You truant. But anyway, this is a great way to combat bullying.
Well, here's what's terrible is sadly this, it's not even this day and age. It's just life. They're just, kids are, can be bullies. They can be mean. And we've come to a place where they had to make an app so that people could try and find a lunch friend. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, guys, be better than that. Do better than that.
Yep. You got to step up, you know. Take a risk. Take a chance.
Yeah.
You might make a new new friend.
New
best friend.
Friends for life.
Oh, here's an app called Snack Buddy.
Okay. That's not...
You
I
cannot
want a snack
have that.
Buddy.
Stop it. I want to highlight some other teens that are doing a great job. And this is right here in Albuquerque. Ready for this?
Yep.
A trio of middle school boys are being called heroes after a local church said they scared off some would-be thieves from the church parking lot.
Wow.
Let's listen to the story. Joanne Landry, she helps run the Interfaith Bible Church near Trumbull, Southeast, and Mesilla, Southeast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She said on Monday night the boys were riding their bikes around the neighborhood. It happened so quick, she said dramatically. She watched what happens on surveillance video from the church's cameras. On the video, you see two people destroying the roof of her car, slashing through the cloth to get inside. One of the thieves gets stuck, almost gets in, but then... they suddenly run away. The next thing you see, three boys, E, Kale, and Victor, or Kali. I don't know if it's Kale or not. They run down the street, and E says they got scared of us for some reason. The surveillance camera continues to roll as the trio approach the car. They have sticks in their hands. They're trying to get Landry's attention. He knocked on the church to wake them up so we could tell them, Victor said. The boys said they're surprised they managed to scare away the pair of thieves. But Miss Landry isn't. The three understand how it is or how important it is to stand up for other people.
Amazing.
The oldest one said, okay, I have a choice here. I could just watch this happen, watch them do this, or I could be a hero and try to stop it.
I can be a hero, baby.
Love that song by Mark Anthony.
Okay.
Don't do it. This is the advice the trio has for crooks out there. Another chimed in with, they're stupid, talking about the crooks. And finally, don't try to do this because you will get caught eventually.
Yeah.
Man, that's impressive.
I love it.
That is very impressive. Beautiful.
Just beautiful.
Just stepping up.
When's old fella calling in?
Should be any second now.
Really excited to talk to him about the inspiration behind Who Am I? Wrote that back in 2003, and I can only imagine.
Beautiful.
Just can't wait. I seriously think I'm going to ask him that.
Mike from Big Daddy Weave. Calling any second now. Here he is.
I'm going to ask him what it's like to be part of the Big Trinity. Mercy Me, Casting Crowns, Big Daddy Weave. They're like the K-Love Trinity. He's got a great voice.
You know, these guys played at Sagebrush last year. My boy Jordan Felice was on tour. Jordan Felice, Plum, and Big Daddy Weave. And they sounded really good.
I was going to say, yeah.
And they're all, the band, super talented. They were the backing band for all of the acts on the bill.
Wow. Really?
So, Big Daddy Weave band,
man,
minus singer, played for Jordan, played for Plum, and then Big Daddy Weave. And the way they structured their tour was really cool. It wasn't like opener, direct support, headliner.
Yeah.
It was like they played first, played a couple songs, then Jordan played a couple songs, and Plum played a couple songs, then they played a couple songs, and then Jordan. It was really cool how it was stacked.
Is that the guy from Mercy Me?
No, this is Big Daddy Weave.
Yeah, but it looks just like the guy from Mercy
Me. Just like. I mean, just like. They do look similar.
And I am redeemed.
Now, you know, here at Star 88, we play Big Daddy Weave all the time.
This is actually a pretty great song.
It's really good.
If I put this up on New Music Tuesday, I would get hate mail.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I'd vote for this.
All right,
I think the name draws that attention.
Big Daddy because Weave is a strange name.
I just immediately put them in the same category. I lumped them in with Mercy Me,
Casting Crowns,
Third Day, Big Daddy Weave. I've never really stopped and gone, I'm going to check this dude's vocals out. He has probably the best voice of that crew.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's only 16 million views on that video.
I mean, yeah.
It's no big deal or anything.
Play this one. I believe this is the one that's in our spot we're airing for the concert in Lubbock, Texas.
Mike from Big Daddy Weave, supposed to be calling us.
Oh, it's not the Las Cruces show? This whole time I thought we were, man, I better go back and check my info.
Maybe I got the
if day. I told you my story.
What's your story, Mike?
You would hear hope.
Cool.
They wouldn't let go.
Man, that's super positive. I like that. Let's hear more.
And if I told you my story.
You already said that.
You would hear love.
I like love.
That never gave up.
That's like on Titanic.
Just want to remind everybody we're only 20 days away from New York Comic Con.
What does that have to do with this?
Oh, no, I just got a reminder from them.
But it wasn't mine.
Just want to remind everybody.
Dang.
If I should speak.
This is fun, like, kind of mystery science theatering songs. Bring those drums in, bud.
So I'm not sure. I mean, they said 9:45 to 10 a.m., but I bet you anything they didn't think it was mountain time.
Oh, because it's a Texas show?
Oh, my gosh. This is embarrassing.
Mike, I loved your story, bud. Wait, can you turn it back up? He was still telling me.
This is very embarrassing.
Who?
Guess that's not going to happen because he probably...
Beautiful interview with Mike. Thanks for calling in, bud.
Thanks, Mike.
Really enjoyed it. Solid.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff, guys. So he'll be calling at 10:45. There we go.
Or did he call at 8:45? Because they're in Central Time.
Yeah, you're right.
So he called an hour ago.
This is very embarrassing.
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, me too. I had nothing to do with this
solid misfire.
It's weird how all my interviews always call and yours.
Oh, you know. Okay. Let's take that one back.
Hey, you know what? Air that news intro. I got it. I got something I need to talk about. Weave. The majority of pets will be forced to do this one thing.
Be forced to do this.
This Halloween.
Thing. This Halloween.
Oh, dress in costume. I can promise you, Rocket Raccoon the dog, I will not dress you up like a dumb.
Let me tell you guys something.
Oh, Vader's
real
getting
quick.
Distressed up like crazy.
Your pets don't like it when you dress them up.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
But man, you're just gonna plow through. You're gonna do it anyway, aren't you, Dex?
Oh,
he's got a pug, man.
Pugs are the greatest. He can be Darth Vader. I mean, his name's Vader, so it's Darth Vader.
Okay.
I'm putting pants on him, just like that chicken.
According to a new survey, 59% of people with pets say they're going to dress them up for Halloween this year. 59%.
Nope.
That's up 9% from last year.
Yeah. Not doing it.
We have crossed over into the majority. The survey also found 65% will get their pet some kind of Halloween treat or toy. Now we
Chrissy.
Might do that. Good old beans, man.
Chrissy will do
yeah,
that.
My Gosh. Wife, she's the queen of when she goes to buy dog food, she brings him back a toy. Like a $10 toy.
Dude. Oh, my
gosh. It drives me nuts because he has like 10 toys all over the house. And I'm like, yeah, that's $100 right there.
That's $100.
That he's just chewing on. But it's my baby. He needs a toy.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
Oh, my gosh.
Pick up your toys, Vader.
Okay, our boy Leonard, he just sent me this. He says it needs to be our photo for Conspiracy Corner with Bill Peterson.
What do you got?
Bill Deny Science Guy.
Oh,
look,
man,
at that, Steve-O.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Yes. Beauty.
That's right.
Bill
Conspiracy Corner.
Deny
coming.
Science Guy.
Gosh. The morning
shout out. Beautiful. Golf balls have an average of 336 dimples. Almost, but they can have anywhere between 300 and 500, really. So on average, 336. You could be having a good 500 in there. You never know.
Mm. Sure.
Wendy's has square burgers as a symbol that the company doesn't cut corners. Thank you, Freedom Eagle.
Those are called Freegles.
No, that's actually Eagle Hawk.
Come on, man. Freegles?
Fine.
I hate you guys.
It's all right.
Would you air,
okay. I'm quitting.
Would you air his solo for me real quick? Just...
Ugh.
This is a good...
That's what you guys did when I wasn't in the room, huh?
No.
What are you talking about? The vegetables toddlers are most likely to eat are potatoes, specifically French fries. It's been 20 years since Bill Clinton ran for office. It means no one younger than 38 has ever voted for Bill Clinton.
Wow.
Whoa.
A new survey found 1 in 4 people say political talk at work is negatively affecting them. And men are 4.5 more time or 4.5 times more likely to get into a political argument with a coworker than women are.
That's true.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Guys, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Real life American breaking news. 9 minutes ago, Donald Jefferson Rodham Trump.
I think you combined a couple there.
Stated that he no longer believes President Barack Obama was born outside the United States of America.
Born in the USA!
He finally conceded the birther thing was... Boop! Yeah, that's about all he said, though. Doesn't really say anything beyond that. He held a press conference, literally to acknowledge Obama's U.S. birth certificate.
Man, well, okay.
Times they are a-changing, friends.
Dude, that whole weird, freaky birther conspiracy theory, like, helped fuel his political rise. Do you remember that?
That was the thing that got him on the map politically.
I know. So it's interesting because he totally just conceded that the president was born in the United States.
And people say, hey, Teo, why don't you trust Trump? I mean, come on. And I get it. He's such a trustworthy guy. But this whole thing that his entire political career is predicated upon, you know, it's a complete lie that he just admitted. But yeah, let's trust him.
Or on the flip side, he is showing growth because he's admitting he's at fault and wrong about something.
That's a
You're
big
right.
step.
That's huge for a Trump.
You would say it's huge.
Okay.
Huge.
I'm serious, man, because when Governor Gary Johnson totally blew that last... You know what I mean? And then he just came out and goes, you know
Dude.
What? You're right. I should have known. My bad. I'm dumb.
High marks to him for just admitting.
Right.
That's how you do it, man.
Gotta be real, man. Gotta be real. Like, no, I don't have a body double. It was pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, spike in the poll. So I bet you anything. Spike in the poll.
Hey,
for
she
Trump.
Admitted she had a cough that was actually
it
pneumonia.
Turned out to be pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just can't wait till December.
This is why I'm going to run for office next time, because I promise you guys I will never die. Okay. See? I fit right in.
Well, sorry we never got to that Casting Crowns interview.
It was Big Daddy Week.
Mercy me.
Appreciate sorry. Mike calling in at you know the right time. Appreciate that. All right. We're done today, guys.
Praise the Lord. We'll see Bye. You Monday. Free donuts and make a wish Monday.
That's right, everybody. Rebel Donut. Come join us 7 to 10. We'll be out there. Wyoming and Manal. Just come hang.
We'll have the star flags. We're going to be outside. We're going to be kicking
hang,
it.
Man.
Prize wheel. Lots of stuff.
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, they're going to be hanging, man.
But, hey, Buck and Dex back this Sunday afternoon if you'd like to come and hang out. And it's all for a great cause, 3 to 6 p.m. at the El Rey Theater. Music, silent auction, all to benefit Precious Gifts Foundation, which helps women who have been incarcerated that are battling addictions.
They give them counseling, food assistance, education, 12-step programs. So that's what Buck and I are doing on Sunday. We'd love for you to be there. UFC fighters, thank you for UFC fighter John Dotson coming in and hanging out with us.
Shout out to John. That was so cool. I can't wait to hang out with him again. Mm-hmm. And don't forget Monday, Make-A-Wish Monday.
Yep.
Your lovely radio show. We're going to be hanging out at Rebel Donuts on the east side.
All right.
Come by and say hello.
Love you guys. Goodbye now. I'm going to delete this tape that we got, okay, from Steve-O.
Can we just go out on it, though?
It was 96,
well, I guess
man.
We could.
It was 96.
Okay.
Perfect timing.
Whatever Steve-O. You do, I will be right here waiting for you. Whatever it takes, oh, how my heart breaks, I will be right here waiting for you.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man.
I mean, it's grown so much in my.
Starmie, thank you so much for being a part of this podcast, downloading it.
It's because of you.
Because stop the downloading on the internet. Nope. This podcast wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for Bear Canyon CrossFit.
That's right. We want to thank all of the fine people that work over there and for helping us out with not only our podcast, but our fitness.
Yeah, and not only our fitness, but the next generations as well.
Yeah, maybe you got kids. Well, now you can enroll your kids into Bear Canyon CrossFit. You can get them to lose weight. You can get them to do better in school because guess what? They're in better shape.
Yeah.
They're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They're better human beings.
It teaches great physical training. It's not too much. Again, it's a kid's class, but it also teaches great mental and physical discipline, which can help out a kid
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. Ages 5 through 12, it's every Tuesday and Thursday at 5:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, they have an 11 a.m. CrossFit Kids advanced only class. So get them signed up.
Go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com.